and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This song is so goddamn good, so goddamn smooth, I almost feel like shutting up. What?
Al Green?
Yeah, Al Green.
I'm not one of his, like, super big hits, right?
Those of us who are Al Green aficionados.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a fan, right?
No, this was like his last big hit before his comeback.
Okay,
this song made some babies.
You're a member of the Green Party.
Goddamn right. Me and Ralph Nader.
That's right.
My man, Al.
Tough to be a fan of his for a while. I mean, it really was.
Why?
It ain't easy being green. Thank you.
I'm in his fan club. I got the card. The green card.
Bravo.
And now that we're starting the show with Al Green, it's a green day.
Oh. All right, king of the greens.
Okay, thank you.
And here we go.
How have you been?
I have a question.
Hello.
What's the question?
Do you like the gay?
Do you like the greasy gay?
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mike O'Dan and all the ships at sea.
Hello.
Hi, baby. Traveling across the nation.
Hello.
In the Indecision Mobile.
It's a lot of fun.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Dan.
Hello.
Yeah, see, that sounds good with the music there with my man Al. Yes, that's right. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday. 041205.
Hi, Donald. Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
So, what do you ever say about Buzz?
No, he's not returning.
Al?
I like it.
Goddamn right you like it, Mike. You can't not like that.
No, you can't.
I'm in an exceptionally good mood today, which is amazing considering the situation that I was in last night.
Yes.
So I had to just start with
one. I thought you were bringing a good mood home with you last night. A good home mood with you last night.
Oh, well, with my mother-in-law being there. How are you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing, yeah. Mike?
Here I was thinking I could fake it.
So what's your malady today?
Same as old, the old malady. I think what it is, really, is normally when I'm sitting down, I can't dance. And now I'm dancing and trying to talk at the same time. I'm not sure whether I'm good at that.
Thank you, man. I think you need a visit from the Sandman.
The Sandman.
Mr. Sandman.
Make me a dream.
So what's...
Give me a dream.
Yeah. What's your deal? You don't like the sleepy?
Well, the only thing...
Do you like the slumber?
Huh?
Do you like the slumber?
Do you like the sleepy?
What I'm going to tell the doctors tomorrow is that I need help for the sleepy. That's the only thing I'm having trouble with.
Good, new pills.
So you like the sleepy?
Well, no, I mean, it's the only position I can't get comfy in, you know? I can walk, I can stand, I can sit for brief periods of time, I can drive for brief periods
of
time.
You like the greasy sleepy?
But you crave the sleepy?
Well, last night I'm watching The 24, and I watched The 24.
Do you like the kefir?
That's a solid hour.
Yeah.
That's reclining on the couch. And after that, I'm like, well, I'll get up.
Off the Davenport?
Only I couldn't get off the Davenport. I fell, crawled,
well, then,
drooled.
Hold on. Why didn't you then get or go back on the Davenport?
Why are you talking in your real voice? We were all talking like Larry. Come on, now.
Do you like the greasy Davenport?
The greasy Davenport.
We're talking with Radio's Mike O'Mara.
Hi.
Mike's had a bad back, had a recent addiction to Vicodin,
March 19th, I have.
And now we're going through the second day of insomnia.
Yeah.
With Mike O'Mara, who has not slept for 2 days.
Well,
that's
not technically accurate. Because I did get, I did string hours. It was hours. It was not minutes like the night before.
How many do you need?
Well, more than I got. I need more than three. I need four.
Three total?
You know, many times I've gotten certainly four or less.
Yes.
Due to my
wonderful lifestyle.
Hey, now, hold on. You're not talking like that now. Nor are you.
Well, I was talking. I was talking Johnny Playboy. You might know me as somewhat of a famous radio personality.
Okay, I would say right now at 3:04, there you could open a betting window on if Mike would pass out during the show today.
Now, no, because
I think you're going on the adrenaline thing right now.
Always on the show, the adrenaline. This is the fun part of the day.
Uh-huh.
The fun part of the day is not going to the radiology department and waiting for your MRIs with people that speak different languages that are trying to communicate with you.
Are they greasy?
It's terrible.
Do you like the greasy people?
Do you like the foreign?
The fun part is not when you're at home. And you go to number two.
Yes,
yes. And you feel like it's a tremendous accomplishment.
Yeah, well,
that's not the fun part. This is the fun part.
I tell you what, that thing you just talked about, though, the two, that is a great accomplishment.
It is. Well, there was satisfaction.
I don't like the greasy two.
No, then who does?
But I sure felt great. And can I tell you?
What?
Number two, I did two. Two times.
Great.
Very pleased. Very happy.
You like the double shot?
Little things mean a lot. Showering, boys, today, perfectly clean, shaved, teeth brushed.
That's
every single nook and cranny scrubbed satisfactorily. As a matter of fact, I probably, because I was worried about it, I probably spent more time in certain parts than I normally would.
You probably washed them.
The greasies.
Yes.
Yeah, the greasies. I'm going to stop this for a moment, talking like this.
Uh-huh.
I could hear those ice cubes, but it's okay.
Yeah, and I have to say something that's much more important than any malady I might have.
What's that? And Buzz, why don't you sit?
You think? Why? Because everyone else is standing. I'd be the only person. I'd look like a slacker in comparison.
Well, no, are you just standing because I'm standing?
Yes.
Well, because everyone else is.
Well,
all four of us are standing.
You just do what makes you comfortable.
Well, I like standing, actually.
I'm not. As soon as this little bulge in my disc goes back where it's supposed to go, I'm gonna be in a cot in here.
So do you want to stand or sit, Buzz?
If it would make everyone more comfortable, I'll be seated.
Thank you. It would make me feel better.
Well,
okay.
It is your normal spot. I mean, we're used to seeing you
true.
You know, at that.
But I like standing during the news.
Oh, really, do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you don't stand during the news.
No, but I liked it. I just felt like I would stand out if I had done that before.
Make you feel what?
So I enjoyed doing it yesterday.
I'll tell you what I have newfound.
You mean what with your dream, the past dreams now, that perhaps if you had stood earlier in your career while delivering the news, you might not be on a crap show like this?
No. I mean, never mind. I'm more comfortable standing when I'm on the radio.
I mean, I just said, man, after yesterday's show, I said, God, just the thoughts, the ideas, the funny.
Yeah. The mind works better. You're thinking on your feet.
Flowing out of you when you stand. I had no idea. I've been sitting there doubled over, basically in an L shape.
That's right. Greasy funny. Do you like the greasy funny?
It's craziness.
Would you really feel better if you could stand up when you... I mean,
during the news, yes.
And
honestly, I always would have liked to have done that, but I felt like I would stand out if I did
It's always been your prerogative, man. I've got news for you. It will stand out.
Yes.
But if you'd like to be a trendsetter, start it today.
I think I will.
When you do your newscast, stand.
I like that.
I stand sometimes when I'm doing some of those characters. You know, when I'm really committing to one, you know, I'll hit my feet.
Better breath control, better energy.
Sure.
I like the truth.
Wow.
When I'm really committing to it.
You know.
The show, I mean.
As opposed to the ones he phones in.
As opposed to the ones that I just could care less about.
Right, well, we all do that.
I know certain characters require a different mode of breathing.
Okay. Now listen, I've got to tell you that I was out of my mind. You know.
I know.
And I should not compare these two events, but I'm going to anyway. Because I'm an ass like that. A couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, when I accidentally ran over my beloved dog, Rudy, I was upset and traumatized and couldn't come to work that day, and you heard the whole thing. Well, this is nothing like that. Although, my level of sadness last night was unparalleled. Let me explain to you where I'm coming from. I'm a simple man, you know that.
You're a man of simple pleasures.
Goddamn right.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily say you're a simple man, but you're a man of simple tastes.
And my mother-in-law has just moved into my home.
Yes, you're a vastly complex
which,
man.
Yeah, I'm just...
Hello!
Hello to you. Loving that. Loving the fact that, you know, now I'm realizing when I go to bed at night, there she is. When I wake up in the morning, there she is.
Down she's sleeping in the same bed with you?
We all do, Mike. The whole family. And a lion licks our toes at night.
Understood.
But here's my point. The The one safe haven, the solitude of the fortress of solitude that Superman used to have, is my cave.
The TV cave.
Where I've got everything in there. I've got the thousands of cigars, and I've got the football, the memorabilia, Batman stuff, Spider-Man stuff. Mm-hmm. Nobody touches my stuff in that room. The jukebox is in there.
Burn that house to the ground around you and leave that cave, and you're a happy man.
Okay. I've got the 42-inch. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you about a lost one.
The fact.
The 42-inch mm-hmm. plasma. Mm-hmm. Had it before it was cool.
That's right.
I'm just telling you. It's one of the perks of being me. Mm-hmm. Had it. Love it. Reliable. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you something about televisions, and that's right, that's what this is about, a broken television. We're going to be crying more now than I did about my dog. I got home last night. Mm-hmm. I say hi to my mother-in-law, hi to my wife. I go out to the grill. I get dinner going out there, get the steaks going, get the chicken going, make a drink, come in, sit down. Boom, there's the reassuring hum of the DirecTV high-def box going on. Mm-hmm. There's the reassuring hum of the tuner. And then there's the television, which goes beep, 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 beep. And then I smelled something that something that smelled like Lionel trains.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Electrical burn.
Ozone.
Yes.
Smell.
Oh, no.
And I stood there for about what seemed an eternity.
Yes, waiting.
Real time, maybe
for the magic
five,
window.
Maybe
come on.
Sitting there in disbelief.
Maybe for 5 seconds just looking at it like, TV, you're only 3 years old.
Speak to me.
What the hell's happened to you?
Is it a plasma screen?
Yeah, it is. A LCD screen. LCD
right.
Plasma.
LCD. What's the difference? Are there two kinds? Is it plasma and LCD?
I don't know.
All I know. Huh? Rob, we don't need the technical stuff right
now. Simply put, plasma runs on human blood.
Okay, thank you.
You know, I thought so.
Thank you. So the picture is now gone.
Oh, no.
And I've just got a flashing red light on the TV. And here's what's killing
like
me.
On the screen or on like the bottom?
On the TV itself. On the screen, there's nothing.
Wow.
Now I'm hearing all the dialogue. I'm still hearing, surround sound TV.
Sure.
But I can't see nothing. So it kills me to do this, but I go and I get the book.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the book. And the book, incidentally, how come English is not the number one language in this book? I understand that Sony sells a worldwide product.
Mm-hmm. So where you have to read one language backwards?
But listen, hold on. Listen, in what universe do Germans come first?
Hey.
Okay? Sorry, Rob.
My universe.
Sorry to go against the company line.
Please.
But really, German is the first language in the control book, in the manual for this
Japanese TV. Did you have it turn the German way? Because, sometimes it's German if you turn the entire book upside down. Mm-hmm. And then if you turn it right side up and turn it around,
no, it's not like
it's
that.
English that
no, it's
way.
Not. So I say, okay, there's the German version. Mm-hmm. Where's the American version? Well, no, now I've got Chinese or Japanese. It's a Japanese TV, Japanese. Mm-hmm. I think certainly English must be third. Mm-hmm. Nope, French is third.
Mm-hmm. What brand are we talking here?
Sony. Sony. Mm-hmm. And then finally, bringing up the rear at number four, Canadian, or as I like calling it, American.
Mm-hmm.
So I read the book, and I'm reading the whole thing, and it finally says, if the TV light is flashing repeatedly, the on-off standby.
That's what yours is
yes,
doing.
It says, basically, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Call Sony.
Mm-hmm.
So this, of course, the way that I felt about this TV, and I love TV, and I've got TVs all over my house, but this is my one special TV in the room where nobody bothers me with my stuff.
I know.
And last night was 24 night,
right.
And that's one of the few nights that I let my wife come into the cave, and we sit in the chair together, and we watch the TV, and we like the show, and I'm just thinking, this is getting me out of my goddamn routine, and it's a TV, but I gotta keep it under control, because the mother-in-law is here.
Yeah. A lot of things going on.
I'm gonna act like it's not really important to me, although inside it's killing me, so finally, we're about to have dinner. Frida pulls me aside and says, why don't you call Buzz?
Mm-hmm.
I said, that is a great idea. Thank you, honey.
So, 15 minutes before 24, my phone rang.
So Buzz,
very distraught sounding man on the line.
Buzz gets this panic call. I say, I don't know, listen, if the light's on and off, it's just flashing. Then Buzz says, have you gone to the manual? Yes. Have you hit the menu? Yes. Buzz, I'm getting nothing. And I smell. Oh, my.
Yeah.
You smell?
Yeah. When you smell something, you're pretty well toast.
Not good.
So You know, TV's dead.
Yeah.
It's now. It's
what's the plan now?
Well, I got to get me a another TV.
Wait a minute. You're not going to get yours repaired?
No.
Are you going to buy a brand new one?
No, Mike. The problem is, it at this point in time, with the amount of money that I paid for that TV,
right?
They've come down so much in price.
Yes.
For me to get that TV repaired, it will be cheaper for me to buy another television.
Is that what they told you? Well, the power supply's burned out. That's what he smells burning. That was my diagnosis over the phone, at least. And that's the most expensive part in the television, and hardest to replace. So it would be so expensive to fix it, it's just easier to get another one.
Gentlemen, I think you're both probably right, but you ought to at least check.
Mike, I checked. Okay?
Who'd you check with?
I checked with Pat. I checked with Pat before I bought.
Did not.
You want to... Hey, I do the same thing.
Listen.
And it's easier. You just take the thing off the wall, go get another one.
Yeah, listen, here's the thing. And
they're making them better now.
I called these places. I called all of them. I'm on the internet, and it's, you know, it's 6:15 this morning, and I'm wondering, well, goddamn, now how come nobody's at the Best Buy, you know, whatever the, I know the store's not open, but I expect customer service to be open.
What time was this?
Before 7, between 6 and 7.
Uh-huh.
Because I was trying to figure out...
I picture you, like, sitting at a desk, drumming your fingers, waiting at 7 o'clock. How come they're not there?
And my wife says to me, if you want to watch TV, go in the family room, or go in the living room, or go down to the basement, or go up to the bedroom, or go in the guest room, or go in the Bart's room, or go to, you know, and I said, no, but it's not the TV in my room where I do my stuff, where I like sitting and, you know, writing my notes and having my coffee and having a cigar and have the reassuring glow of the television there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's just not the same.
Are you going to use your old one?
Am I going to use it?
I mean, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to throw it away? Because I'll take it off your hands. I have electronic wizards surrounding me, and I can make it work.
Mike, it's busted.
Really?
It's busted.
What
real
size
good.
Is it? A 42-inch flat screen?
Yeah, it's busted. It's busted. I mean, you can have it. The last thing that I saw on the TV before the picture went bad.
What?
What? You're happy because you got it?
No, you'll do that. You'll do that. It's just to prove it's busted. You'll
sit there. No. I'm not gonna like beat it or anything. I'm just saying the last thing I saw was what appeared to be a big purple spot
right in the middle.
No, in the lower right hand corner.
Oh.
Where it looked like when the picture came back on for a second, it looked like someone from Nickelodeon had slimed.
Oh.
Just like the lower third of
so
the
something burned or
yes,
something.
Yeah,
horrible.
It's like obviously something burned.
That's
so
it's terrible.
You're welcome to have it if you like.
No, I'm not interested.
You know, you can always prop it at the Look Around Cafe.
Well, that's what I'd use
and
it
make
for.
It look like it was like you had another big screen TV.
No, don't worry about it.
So anyway, it just I was amazed that even being a minor celebrity, that as I called these various places today, they were saying ridiculous things to me, like, well, you have to wait 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I said, wait 2 weeks?
To get it repaired or to replace it?
Either.
They don't understand.
You know, I said, wait 2 weeks. First, I called Sony first. 2 weeks, you know, and I've got to be the only guy that's treating this with the level that I swear to God, I'm Jack Bauer when I'm on the phone with this guy. I'm like,
I don't know. Are you talking about installation? 2 weeks?
Yes, and also
you gotta have it mounted right. They have to
2 weeks if they want to look at it. 2 weeks if I want to send it back. If they want to see what the hell is going on. And I'm like, you don't understand. You understand where I'm. This is Bauer. I need the TV. Idol's on tonight. Idol in high def. Must patch me through to the president. So help, help. Anyway, you know, damn the torpedoes.
Yes.
The new set is already at the house, and. They're coming by tonight.
Are they going to have it installed before Idol?
That's the goal.
That's good.
That's the goal.
And it turns out, is it just like your other one, or is it bigger?
No, it's a bigger one. It's a better one, and I'll tell you why I bought it. Because I don't want to say anything yet. I'll give them a plug tomorrow.
Yes.
But I got one hell of a price.
Excellent.
Just makes you realize. It makes you realize how much markup there really truly is.
Oh yeah.
Out there in the world. You know?
Well, especially with audio and visual equipment, where they're you can go years.
So anyway,
you go 2 years, the price comes down 50%.
It does on this technology.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Congratulations. All I know is that for the entire night last night and most of this morning until this was resolved on my way to work, I was just not like feeling it wasn't right.
Part of
like,
it was missing.
Yes, that whole room was unusable to me.
Mm-hmm. But now look. look what you're going to have. You're going to have a bigger and better set.
Yeah, that'll
be nice. I mean, that's tremendous.
That'll be nice. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, like
that.
Now, why you seem like you're low-keying it?
Well, my,
not in the yet, positive. But,
because partly, Buzz is partly right, partly because it's not in. And also, I don't want to, Mike, I've never liked boasting about my personal wealth.
I know, you think it alienates you from the common man.
And maybe next time, in my next life, when I come back, when I do this story, I'll recreate it. I'll say it was a 17-inch, you know.
Traditional TV.
Black and white.
Would you like to jot down for me just the inches on the TV? I'd just like to.
It was 42, now it'll be 45.
45.
45.
Inches.
What's going to be great is you're going to have a brand new TV and Mike's going to have a brand new plasma coffee table.
I'll find a use for it.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll find a decorative use for it. And who knows, maybe that goo they have in the picture tube? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you can use that for something.
I hear it's good for your back.
Don and Mike show.
I'm serious. Replace my disc with it.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I, too, have a 42-inch Sony, and I've got, like, the 5-year warranty. Your warranty doesn't cover repairs on that?
Your warranty, I'm only kidding you, but, here's the deal. It was a gift from my wife, and, like, a lot of people, when you buy a gift, they say, do you have a warranty? She said, the TV's worked forever. Hell no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, okay, see you later.
This is the first TV that I've ever had that's crapped out on me.
Yeah, I don't buy warranties for TVs.
No, yeah. As a matter of fact, I remember the first great TV that I ever got.
Mm-hmm.
It was before Bart was born. Buzz was when we were in Chicago.
I remember.
Working at B96, and I had to do 8 separate appearances at Marshall Fields on Sunday afternoons to get this TV, which at the time cost $500, this Mitsubishi, which is this big-ass mahogany cabinet, and I just could not live with that. And that TV lived and was with us and performed as a good TV. I'm, like, eulogizing it here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The TV lived with us, then lived with my sister-in-law, came back and lived with us, and ended up living with the Spiewaks. Rob, how long did that set live with you guys?
We replaced it at Christmas time, but not because it wasn't working, just because the white, you know, the white when you have the brightness up, started to bleed a little bit.
Right.
Not bad, but it was a great TV, and it's now living at my cousin Mark's house in Richmond.
Really?
It lives on.
So here's my thought about these TVs. They're invincible.
Yeah.
That's why I'm crushed by this.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. With plasma screens, they're not, and they tell you that when you buy it.
It's a new technology. They haven't got the bugs out.
They haven't gotten the bugs out. A picture tube, you know, in most cases, is going to last for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The new plasma screens, they warn you about that.
It's iffy.
Now, see, when they warned me about it, I thought they were trying to hawk a warranty
on me. Of course.
And then when I hear this, I'm like, maybe I should have bought the warranty.
Who knows? Hey, here's the thing. If I bought the warranty, all it would mean is I have to send it back. It'd be a month.
Yeah, if you bought the warranty, it'd be a month before you
I'd be a month just staring at my wall every night going, how come I can hear DirecTV, but I can't see
it? You don't want
it.
That.
Exactly. Because see, here's the thing. My wife has so many rules in the house. For instance, last night with 24, I said to her, well, my TV is broken. She said, well, come watch it in the family room, Mom and I. Let's watch it downstairs. We have high def downstairs. Let's watch it downstairs. She said, are you going to have a cigar? Said, yes, that's part of the charm. No. Can't do that.
Rules in the other segments of the home.
She said, we got rules. You can't smoke anywhere in the house except the room that with the the room with the dead TV.
Oh, no.
So, yes.
So, what time are the guys getting there tonight?
Thank God my mother-in-law is there.
Yeah.
What do you mean tonight?
Thank God I've got a house
there now?
The TV, I believe, has already arrived.
Congratulations.
And I think that they're coming out. The only possible snafu is that there might be a problem with the brackets. I don't know. I don't know where they've got Sony rated.
Julia's good with brackets.
If they got Sony, Sony at number one or what?
North Carolina, I think, is a little ahead of Sony.
Funny. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hey, Don, would you be willing to sell that television?
Only if the proceeds went to charity. To the Make-A-Wish Foundation, my friend.
Very good.
On
I'm
eBay.
Jim Vance, the Azalea Line Fairways of Augusta.
I'll be like Rosie O'Donnell, only if it's for eBay, for charity.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to sell the TV.
No, not at all. How much?
He's giving it to me.
Okay? I'm not giving it to you, Mike.
He's giving it to me.
I'm not giving it to you, but I'm not selling it
to you.
I'm going to make it. Why do you want it so bad?
Well, I mean, hey, if I can't get it to work, I'd at least have, you know, Don TV. It'd be great.
See, and then you turn around and eBay it on me, and then what about the starving children? Okay, get out of here.
You know how many children that plasma would feed? That delicious, drippy plasma.
And who knows, probably poison, too.
No, I don't think it is. I think there's poison in there. I drink it all the time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Never felt
better. Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Hey, listen, you should give the TV to Mike. This way he can go out and get another TV exactly like it and exchange it. And he won't have to pay a thing, and he can get one for the Look Around Cafe.
Yeah, because that's how electronic stores work, just like Toys R Us. You show up with a big ticket item.
I bring it in 4 years ago.
Without a receipt, and they immediately give you another one
just like it. What I'm going to do. I'll bring it in with my burro. The models haven't changed in 4 years.
Yeah, so you can bring it into Luskin's.
Now, dude, listen, that's scam.
Jack Luskin is a stand-up guy.
The cheapest guy in town.
Consistent with quality.
Here are the two scams that I know to this day work.
Okay.
Toys at Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, now you don't get money, you get Jeffrey dollars,
right.
Geoffrey dollars, mm-hmm. but still, you come in with an unwrapped or with a wrapped toy,
mm-hmm.
that's like money in your pocket.
Right.
And the other thing that you can do if you work at a radio station, mm-hmm. not that I know anybody that does this, but if you work at a radio station, you get like giveaway items
mm-hmm.
like these CDs that I have here.
Uh-huh.
What you can do is while they're still wrapped,
mm-hmm.
you can take them to a store.
Yes.
I've heard of people doing this.
I've also heard of this.
I've heard tell of it. Yeah.
And returning them.
Yes. For merchandise.
I've also heard if you send your wife, sometimes it's better because she doesn't look as suspicious.
Or if you go yourself, say your wife sent you and they take mercy.
I've used that. I mean, I've heard of that.
You know, I myself have not done that.
Oh, that's never a good one. Thing of the kind. That's a
but
good
there's,
one.
No, but there's a lot of ways to get around the man.
If you're at a customer service line and you say, I don't know, but my wife sent me ...
Oh,
they work with you.
They eat that up.
Mm-hmm. Who's got the...
Was buying everybody a Best Buy.
Hey, don't delete that out. There's nothing obscene about that.
When I was buying everybody stuff, gift cards at the Best Buy, that's the customer service line,
mm-hmm,
and it's
right.
insanity.
Yeah, what, no, hold out
absolute
your,
insanity.
Hold out your hand?
Uh-huh. No. I mean, it's just 17 people in front of you going, here's the way it goes.
Hello there.
You don't have to pick on me just because you're not giving me your TV.
I'm not picking on you.
I want that TV.
I'm not picking on you.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You're going to have to buy a bracket.
Hello. I'm
throwing away thousands of dollars worth of merchandise.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
It's my prerogative. Maybe tonight on the way home, I'll just open up the window and throw out $1 bills all the way home.
Maybe you could, like, open that thing up and the plasma could be used for fishing.
Hello.
How you doing?
We're doing very well.
Good. I was just calling to tell you about when I went to look for my TV. I searched around. Everybody had these real high prices. And the day of that I was going to buy, I called my salesman, told him I was buying. And the prices, they were all just dropping the prices by thousands of dollars.
Yes.
And then I would go to them.
And what's the story about? I'm sorry, I've tuned out.
I kind of drifted off myself. The moral is
that there is a huge markup. And if you
thank you for stating the obvious, sir. And thank you for not understanding my highly toned and refined. Wow.
That's quite a laugh, sir.
My sarcastic nature is just pinpointed on you. Hello?
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, Don and Mike show. What was that?
The door's open.
What was that we heard at first?
It was funny, dude.
What?
It was funny.
What are you doing? I agree it was funny, but what was it?
Oh, just the whole thing, man. It's hilarious.
What is the ding that we're listening to?
When we
car doors.
Oh, that noise. That was my, the old car, your door is ajar.
Thank you.
Buzz, I'm glad you said that because I thought this guy had one of those crazy Japanese alarm clocks. I just heard the ding, 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 ding.
That's just playing in your head all day.
Car door open. Well, it's playing in the hall randomly, I noticed.
Good morning.
Well, I'd like to know, how does Buzz know that it's a power supply?
I love the smell of power supplies in the morning. I just know.
Buzz,
hey, smart guy, what do you think it is?
Well, I don't know, interocitor?
What do you say, the interocitor?
Interocitor.
Interocitor.
I know, I just said it to be dirty. Thank you. Goodbye.
So long, ass hat.
Listen, Buzz's diagnosis was the same as the guy from Sony,
mm-hmm.
and the same as the guy that installed the TV, and the same as the other guy, and Oh, come on. This is not the good one. Give me the big boy.
They're all the good ones.
I know they're all good, but where's the big boy? Here we go. Now we're rocking. Yeah.
Those look like a Japanese version of Bob's Big Boy. Yeah, your TV craps out, but that'll last for 20 years.
Yeah, it will.
Why can't the power supply quit on one of those?
Oops.
Yeah.
You get them memorized after a while.
Be my favorite white right there.
That's what you like.
What is the lyric? I've never known this. Okay. I hear the good morning at the end.
All right, here's how people make things up when they don't know the words.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that they're singing, it's a fine, fine day.
I was thinking the same
fine,
type of thing.
Fine, fine day.
Let's listen.
On our Japanese alarm clocks. If it's a fun, fun day. Not fine, fine, but fun, fun.
That's pretty. That's all I know.
It's a fun, fun day with hugging and kissing.
See, that's not what I hear. I hear we need 2 weeks to replace your plasma screen.
Now this one.
This is easy.
Got crazy. Good morning.
Straight ahead.
And I think what I love about this one, it's very Tetris-ish.
Yeah.
It's frantic.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Whoa.
Good morning. Oh, you got that?
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second.
Oh, Tetris.
Yes.
Hold on.
This isn't too annoying.
Hey, if you go deep into it, it's Russian.
I went to some charity thing once at the Russian embassy, and they had a band, like a six-piece Russian band.
Key change, key change.
They played this.
He's not going to let you talk.
Come on.
I've worked with him for a number of years.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead. You were saying?
I don't know.
You heard a band play this once.
Yes. I think it was the Rolling Stones. I tuned out myself.
Yeah, see, it's bad when you tune out of your own conversation.
How's that?
What?
I've not tuned out of mine.
Hey.
Oh, and then it's done. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes. Forget it.
What young man?
Oh, he cracked under the pressure.
I know what he's wanted. Don and Mike, when will I get hair down there? Well, son, let's ask the gay Wiggles. Hey, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes, God. Hey, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes, and eyes, gay Wiggles.
Ears, and mouth, and nose.
Mouth and nose.
Hey, shoulders, yes. Knees, and toes.
It's all the places the Wiggles want to kiss,
gay Wiggles.
That's where the gay Wiggles want to kiss you.
Kiss the gay Wiggles.
I love it.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
I believe that clock is actually saying it's a sunshine day.
It's a sunshine day.
Believe whatever you want.
What's the second part of it?
Hold on. Good morning. All right. Well, who knows? You know, maybe the guy's right.
I don't even hear lyrics.
I don't know. Oh, here's two good ones. I know I've said this before. With my wife and records, I used to love it when records were, like, played on all radio stations. So no matter what the song was, everybody knew what it was.
Right.
More Than a Woman by the Bee Gees.
Mm-hmm.
More than one occasion, I would be with her, and she'd be singing that when the song was out, and she would sing, four-letter woman, four-letter woman to me.
Wow.
And you know, I'm thinking the only four-letter, the C.
Yeah.
The C is like, I don't think that's what they're singing about.
I like that, though.
But that's what that she thought.
I like that.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I've been doing homework on the flat TVs. There's two main types of flat TVs.
Yes.
Plasma
an LCD.
Right, yeah. You knew that.
Yes, right.
And the plasma, what happened to yours, I think, is what Buzz said, it melted. Plasma's full melt.
No, I dig that. That's why I'm getting the other one now.
Did it sound
you want to get the LCD? All right, cool.
Did it sound like the Wicked Witch?
I melted. Exactly. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Buzz diagnosed it wrong. It's the flux capacitor.
I knew it. I knew always it was a flex capacitor.
What's a flex capacitor?
A flex capacitor is simply what stirs the whole drink with your TV.
There's no such thing.
The flex capacitor, without it, we're doomed.
Where is it at, Mike, on
it's
the
in
TV?
In the TV, right in the middle of the thing, right in the smack dab in the middle of the sucker.
Hence the name.
You could take two rulers,
yes,
you put them together, and at the center point, that would be your flex capacitor.
What would you could get your TV to work again if you went 88 miles an hour.
Okay, now you're doing a Back to the Future thing.
That's what the flux capacitor is from. 18.2 gigawatts.
Jesus Christ.
Hello, Don and Mike show. See, now he's mad at you because you speak everything that comes into your mind.
There's a reason. I took my kids to Universal at Christmas time and went on the Back to the Future ride, and it was just so dated.
Oh, yeah.
It was so, you better watch out. Yeah, here we are. And, at the time, it was this state-of-the-art ride, and now it's just like, okay, I know you're really scared because this movie was made 40 years ago.
Oh, but they have new ones, new rides now that are more fun.
Well, they still have the Back to the Future ride.
Of course, it's a classic.
I know. But then when he said the flex capacitor brought back that horrible memory.
Boy, he doesn't even need makeup anymore.
He doesn't. He has the white hair. He doesn't need it anymore.
Jim Mignatowski?
Yeah.
What is...
Yeah, the flex capacitor.
What does the yellow light mean?
What? What? I'm sorry?
Other way around. He has to ask you that.
Yes. What does he... You know, though, I should have picked up on it quicker. I didn't catch that. Hey, I'm taking my driver's ed exam. What does a yellow light mean?
Slow down.
What? Does a yellow light mean?
There you go. Thank you.
Love
a comedy
show.
Classic.
Thank you, everybody. Oh, we do. We do love that. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
What?
I hope your back feels better.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Don, where'd you buy your TV at?
My wife bought it from some guy on the street in New York. I think it was,
this is Sony, but it's with two O's.
SUNY. Yeah. I think she bought it from Dexter Manley. out of the back of Dexter's Cadillac.
That's bad.
Oh, God, all these calls. One more that we should break. Hello, Don and Mike.
It's a lovely show.
Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Oh, I swore I would never say that if I got through to you guys.
No, you didn't.
Anyway.
You've just broken a promise to yourself.
How unfortunate.
So how about that?
That's sad.
Try to sleep on that. What's wrong with this thing? What's wrong with this button right here? Just button number 6. I didn't even want to take the call, but I just noticed that for whatever
plasma
reason,
on you.
Button number 6 is frozen. All right, now it's unfrozen. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, gentlemen. Hey, the alarm clock, it sounds like a time clock at the Nike factory in Taiwan. It sounds like all the little kids standing at the...
Okay, that's what I was going through all that aggravation for, wondering what was on line 6.
Yeah, I think I know what that lyric says on that one that we were playing twice. Yeah,
the bam, 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 bam.
This one, listen to it again.
All right, here you go, Mike.
One more.
Always
here. Yep. Okay. Red Sox got their rings, World Series rings, then beat the Yankees, then beat up the Yankees.
We won.
Yes, sir.
I stood the championship banner over Fenway Park yesterday and then went on to beat the Yankees 8-1. A perfect day in Beantown.
Had to mention that. Yeah, I had to mention that. And thanks to, we talk about technology. Thank you, Mr. TiVo. Yes. We're not recording that game for me.
All day yesterday, Mike kept saying, nobody tell me the score. And so then I call Mike last night to see if his back's okay. Mm-hmm. And they say, were you able to wait and hear the score of the game? Because you mentioned you're watching the ring ceremony.
I hope you remember what I said to you also.
You said that your mom actually was the one that told you.
Mom told me that the Red Sox were losing 7-1. She got it reversed, and then my TiVo didn't record the game, so I went to bed without even checking the score, thinking they had lost.
Hello!
Woke up today, went to the wonderful intro on that.
Hello!
and I saw that it was 8-1. Mm-hmm. So they've not. Let me explain this.
So you called Mummy and said, Mummy.
I said, Mummy, don't ever tell me a score again.
You got it bass-ackwards, Mummy.
Mummy, I know you're going to be 85 years old, but please. Rob, I don't think she smokes marijuana.
Maybe.
I don't think that's possible.
Mike's mom?
Yeah, that's how she got it mixed up.
She doesn't have any ailment where she'd require it for medicinal purposes. I'm going to call Mumsy tonight, and she will be thrilled to know that they actually won that game yesterday. Right after the Yankees had to sit there and watch them get their rings. God, what a day. But it's official. No more. No more looking back. You can't do it. That's it. This is the last recap of anything that had to do with 2004.
Okay.
Now it's done.
Ever and forward.
Now it's forward, forward,
forward. Can we get you to sign a paper about that?
I should.
I'm kidding you, of course.
But if I say anything...
I'm kidding you, of course.
What's the rule, like, if a Yankee fan calls to give me a hard time about another...
You say anything you want about the Red Sox, because here's the thing. Okay, last year they came through.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they're going to do to you what they've done to you every other year. So go ahead.
Yeah, this is true, but it doesn't matter as much.
Well, it'll still matter to you.
It will matter to me.
It'll still matter to you.
But not nearly as much.
Yeah, I bet it will.
Not nearly as much as 1918 being completely erased. Not as much as 86 years of history being wiped out in four games in St. Louis. You know, terrific. Yes, very happy.
Hey, Mike.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes.
Where the gay wiggles want to kiss you.
Knees, and toes, knees, and toes, and eyes.
I don't think the gay wiggles have World Series rings. No, I don't see them on their hands. They're pointing.
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
I did see in Sports Illustrated where your guys are out there with, speaking of the gay wiggles out there, your guys are out there with the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy Boys.
That's happening when I was down there.
You know what that's called, Mike? That's something that happened for those of us listening in Tampa Bay on 1010.
Mm-hmm.
That's called the Super Bowl hangover.
Yes.
That's called the World Series hangover.
When we are in agreement on that.
When Johnny Damon's on the cover of every goddamn magazine and they've got the Queer Eyes dressing them up, that tells me that the Red Sox this year, they don't have the eye of the tiger.
That's exactly why they had that letdown in the home opener.
That's why, of course, as always, the team that I'm rooting for, Mike.
Get my little joke there.
I did.
Because I was happy with that victory. That was one that I wanted to see. You know, after all that celebration and all the rings and all the pomp and circumstance, I thought they'd go out and get spanked. And that's why when Mumsy told me that, I believed it. Just a pleasant surprise when they came up. But I agree with that.
Hello!
That World Series hangover thing, because they were down there. Every single, media outlet was doing it, and they were saying yes to everybody, and I don't think they should do that.
Yeah. Amen. You're right about that.
But I'll certainly be watching Queer Eye for the Straight Guy in June when it's on.
That's a hangover. That's a big hangover you got.
I know.
Be like me.
But you know how much I enjoy hangovers. Hey, come on.
Be like me. Mm-hmm. And root for the team that really matters.
Which one?
The New York Black Yankees.
Black Yankees.
From the Negro Leagues.
Yes.
In the commercial, as heard by voiced by Rob Spiewak.
Don't forget the Monarchs or the Clowns.
I had the pleasure of being in the production studio today when Rob was reading a commercial for a fitness salon.
Yeah.
That's almost as funny as him reading the one for the Negro Leagues. It's a fine, fine day.
Yeah.
Fine, fine day.
Right.
Bow, 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 bow.
We should break.
Okay.
God, I hope that TV gets hooked up.
It's going to be fine. You're going to be in TV heaven tonight.
Damn, I hope that TV gets hooked up. Oh, God, it's Tuesday night. It's American Idol night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I realize my wife's going out tonight with friends. I mean, it's tonight. Baby. It's just the other lady and I.
Oh.
Alone.
Ms. TV.
Alone with our American Idol. Just my mother-in-law and me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Won't that be fun?
Yeah. You are making a rather, what you think is a funny, erotic type move with your hand. What I'm telling you in reality, yeah, come on. Get real, Mike.
I like this standing game. We communicate better.
I mean, I'll play the visual game with you about what you think is going on between me and my mother-in-law. Oh, sure I will. And hold on, how about this?
Both?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You bet.
Incredible.
You bet.
That'll be a fine evening. Drinks on me.
Jesus. Oh, where will I hide tonight? where will I hide?
So if you don't have your TV tonight, you have to venture out into another room, which has more of a chance of camaraderie. Yeah. Will you, under any circumstances, will you invite your mother-in-law into your cave?
Yes, because unlike my wife, I believe my mother-in-law is okay with herself enough to realize that American Idol, while worthless and total brain fart, candy, eye stuff, the junk, no one's... She'll watch it with me.
Good.
That's what I'm saying. I want to give her a compliment in this.
She'll be comfortable with that.
She'll watch the dumb stuff with me that my wife won't watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll give her the six-pack. And then, watch out.
Time for bed.
One a day.
You look exhausted. I can practically carry you to bed.
Hello, here's the hotline. Hello.
I know you'd want to know this. I just... The TV's already here.
Oh, yes. How is it?
Huh?
How is it?
I haven't seen it. I mean, it's here. Grandma was here when it was delivered, and she said they're going to come and install it between 5 and 6 tonight.
Oh, perfect. There you go. Yeah, baby.
All right, so she'll be in charge of making sure it's done just perfectly.
And listen to this. Guess who's making my dinner tonight? My mother-in-law.
Hey, how about that?
And guess what I'm looking forward to having? Something
having?
My wife... no offense, honey, I love you so much, but I'm looking forward to having some real Italian spaghetti.
Yeah, who do you think taught me how to make spaghetti?
I think your mom is a better cook than you are.
That's probably true. She had 5 kids and she cooked more frequently.
Yes, that's the...
She was asking me for my recipe.
Your recipe is put the stuff in the bowl, get some ragu, and that's it. Like I don't have more sophisticated taste than that.
You got me in the mood for Italian now, though.
Oh, that's what we're having tonight, Mike. Topless Italian. My house. That's the only rule.
Slowly but surely, Mom's going to take over all of my jobs around here.
Oh, dear. Well, we were just talking about that.
We were. All right, baby doll. I got a break. I love you.
All right, Bernie. I love it when you... Oh, you call me baby doll, not baby girl.
Jesus Christ. I've called you baby or baby doll the whole time that we've been married.
Go on now.
I know, but I like it when you call me in the Bernie Mac way.
Sometimes I have said to her, hey, baby girl.
Baby girl.
That's hey, baby girl.
Yeah, you're something else, baby girl. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Tonight when you're out, your mom and I alone with my brand new TV, I'll be offering her my breadstick.
Yeah, enjoy some topless Italian.
And it was sad, too. I was thinking that. I brought the TV and Rudy home from New York on the same day. And now they're both gone.
Yep. At least I didn't run over the TV.
Goodbye,
I know, you told me not to make jokes about that.
It's the first real, and it was just
the second real one. After the first one, she told me not to anymore.
No, that's all right. I laughed at that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Gay Wiggles.
TV all right, baby. Last
all right, you
bye, bye, baby. There she goes. Mm-hmm. So listen, that's what's happening in my world.
Topless Italian.
Tonight, yeah, baby.
I'm home, baby girl.
I don't even need a napkin. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You don't need no gun control. You know what you need? We need some bullet control. We need to control the bullets. That's right. I think all bullets should cost $5,000. $5,000 for a bullet. You know why? People are safe before they kill somebody if a bullet costs $5,000. Man, I would blow your fucking head off if I could afford it. I'm going to get me another job. I'm going to start saving some money. And you a dead man. You better hope I can't get no bullets on layaway.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now, because someone has to be the dumbass, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Give me a single of these headphones.
Get a little last-second switch there.
Yeah, right as we were going on the air, the plug for mine broke.
Huh. I recommend Ron's. Ron Bennington's headphones are really good. He's got Rob's on now.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know if I'm hearing things the way Rob hears them.
Yes. Were they super large? I mean, did the earmuffs on them go down to your chin?
Well, that's why I'm pretty much just talking over the music underneath me, almost afraid to turn the music off because...
Wait a minute, yours are coming back now.
I'm positive I'll get some feedback. Hold on. Rob, don't unplug me yet. I love this song.
Hey, you want to hear it? How's the sound with Rob's headphones?
Like crap.
garbage.
Okay. All right, unplug yours.
Well, they're the same brand as your TV.
Ah, that's better. Thank you.
Now, Rob, you got them back. Here you go.
That's beautiful. That's nice. Thank you, everybody. Another crisis averted.
Ooh, I'll tell you, these technical malfunctions, both at home and at the radio station.
Yeah, good ship, Don and Mike. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, can I get a tours of the topless Italian, a tossed salad, and a side of plasma to go, please?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you,
sweetie. Someone's coming over for dinner.
Right.
Guess who?
Topless Italian night tonight at my house. We did not even talk about 24 there.
No.
Last night, which I thought was pretty good.
No, I thought of you at the beginning of it, though. I mentioned that. I said, well, he's mad now.
Yeah, the president's
mad. The president's alive.
Yeah. Well, they did swear in the VP.
Yeah. yeah, but the VP, you know. And just a little criticism, though. The VP is too wimpy.
I have a prediction. The VP is going to turn out to be a bad guy.
I really think so.
And the guy that's with the VP, the guy who kind of looks like Dick Cheney, if Dick Cheney had AIDS.
With the glasses?
Yeah.
Mike,
yeah. Was he on before? Was he on in a previous year?
Yeah, he had a previous job.
He was staff. At the White House with the other president.
With the big black president.
But wasn't he a bad guy
in that situation?
Then what the hell is he?
Yeah.
That's how I remember. What was he doing back at the White House?
He was a bad guy, and he was, taking control when he shouldn't have taken control.
Oh,
remember that?
He was one of those guys, They took him in down the hall and locked him up.
Absolutely.
And said,
you're
out. And now all of a sudden,
and he just materialized.
And this is why I think the vice president is a potential bad guy.
I don't think the vice president is a potential bad guy. I think he is potentially going to be used by the slicky boy who came out and made the good-looking guy that came out and made the announcement.
Let me rephrase
that. He's the bad guy.
They're going to Dan Quayle him up.
Oh, absolutely.
Like they're going to make him the puppet president.
Now, I know you always say suspend disbelief, and I do my best, but I have two complaints about last night's show.
All right, what?
The guy says he thinks he hears a crash or something in the desert, and then there is a 2-meter-high hunk of fuselage within a walking distance. You think maybe he would have heard that?
La-la-la-la-la, come on.
Yeah.
Next,
also, you
know. It's a valid point. Suspend it, next.
And then also, when he finds that briefcase, and the first thing he thinks it is, I think it's the nuclear football.
Okay, la-la-la-la-la, come on now, you're losing me, friend.
Okay, I suspended,
you're losing me.
I tried to
You didn't laugh or at least smile or chuckle a little bit when they were going to send Jack Bauer out to the recovery site.
No, I love it, and I love it when Jack Bauer calls the guy who he's only known for 30 seconds, and
Jason.
the guy always says, "Hi, Jack," or says to his girlfriend, "I got a call. Do you hear them? I've got to call Jack."
And who is it? Habib Marwan, right?
Yeah, my man.
The incredible escaping man who has escaped.
He turned to plasma.
Who escapes out of more situations? In this particular episode, I think Habib has escaped more than Jack Bauer.
And once again, my wife gave up on 24 last night. I said, come on. It was like after the first 3 minutes when I knew the president wasn't dead. She said, oh, this is just going to be about the nuclear football. And yes, it was about the nuclear football, but it was a really good episode, I thought.
So we leave with the football being recovered, however, some of the pages that control the missiles.
The red pages, Mike. Or
was it the blue pages?
The red pages.
The red pages?
The red pages. Mm-hmm. That's right. Red as in commie.
Marwan has them, and he's escaped again.
Marwan, the evil Marwan.
And no Barus last night.
No Barus.
Barus, this is Mommy speaking to you from the grave.
The grave.
I have a cinnamon stick for you.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
I believe they're gone now.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, they did swear in the vice president last night. We just caught the tail end of it.
Yeah, I saw that. I mentioned that.
I said that.
I think all of those points were mentioned.
Oh, okay. Sorry, with the delay, it's kind of funny.
No, that's not true. You're just...
You weren't listening.
Just dumb. But I enjoy the gay wiggles.
Thank you.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I was just wanting to tell Mike that I was about to take my morning Vicodin for the day, and it's a very happy moment, and just wanted to share that with him, my little yellow pill.
Especially since you're taking your morning Vicodin at 4:02 Eastern time.
I slept a little late today, I'm sorry about that.
Good morning.
People who take a morning Vicodin tend to sleep late.
that is a problem.
Yes.
And your Vicks are yellow, Mike's were white.
Yes, well, see, yes, the 10 milligrams are yellow. So you'll have to
My muscle relaxers are orange. Little tiny.
And chewable.
I keep them around.
How pretty. That's a pretty combination you have.
I still visit with those once in a while.
It's a pretty combination. Get out of here, you. Would you get off the phone?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops.
I just hung up.
Okay. Yeah. Never mind. Next.
Mm-hmm.
24. Not bad. Anybody catch the show last night on WJFK after we were done?
Didn't have the pleasure.
Got to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Got to bring it to your attention.
Didn't hear it.
Okay. It featured a breakout performance by somebody who I think the spotlight has not been on, and wrongfully so for the many years we've worked there.
Who? This gentleman has been basically a behind-the-scenes character.
Buzz, let me ask you something.
Yes.
When you talk about the people here at the radio station who are dynamic, personable,
innovative,
entertaining,
creative,
willing to take chances,
optimistic,
and unbridled optimism. I mean,
did we mention personable?
I think we did.
Okay.
And of course, handsome and everything else, but the unbridled optimism, the way that the eyes open like a newborn child looking at a new day with all of the prospects that could come with that day.
Fresh off his lecture, The Power of Positive Thinking.
So, last night, Larry Michael, who's not the guy that we're talking about.
No, he was the host.
He's doing this show about the Redskins, even though it's April 12th.
Yes.
Yeah.
April 12th doesn't change the fact that he's an employee of the Washington Redskins.
Yes. Now, this is a whole new dynamic. You know Larry. You've heard him on our show for many years. Larry's a good guy, a good, solid broadcaster, and here he is, right here. Yeah, right.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Right? You heard Larry. He did the robot fighting show.
Yes. BattleBots done.
BattleBots! And he was the voice for a couple of EA boxing games, and he brought those in.
I think on radio he's covered a few fights, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I dabbled in the Redskins, Larry worked with me. I've always found him to be a great guy. So,
yes.
So he gets the job. They finally put the axe in the guy's back who had been doing the play-by-play for the Redskins for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, Larry, our friend, he gets the job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now this year, as it turns out, Larry's gone all the way in drinking the Kool-Aid. He quit working for Infinity.
Really?
He quit working for Westwood One.
Wow.
Quit working for CBS, all the companies that we work for, and he got hired by the Washington Redskins.
Wow. He went to the office of Mr. Snyder and drank from the cauldron.
You bet.
Dark side.
Who knows what he had to drink.
Yeah.
But all I know is the guys, the Mike, that's what I was thinking as well.
Sure. But he had to lay flat on his stomach.
Sunshine. Mm-hmm. Sunshine. Bucket. Golden sunshine. So Larry now is an employee of the Redskins, and he was already...
Which I've always found with sportscasters, and it happens all over the country, I've always found that with sportscasters, if you're an employee of the team, it ensures impartiality.
Yes. Well, last night as I was driving home expecting to hear my Ron and Fez, imagine my surprise in April when it was Larry, Buddy Larry, doing a Redskins show. So I said, okay, I'll listen to this on our radio station. And Larry was saying that he wanted to have an open and frank discussion about the fact that he'd been hired by the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on to say, Mike, and I'm glad you brought that up, bully for you, because according to Larry, what I heard last night was you're very wrong with what you're saying, that now because Larry is working for the Redskins, he will have more information and will be able to give us the information.
That's right.
Now, that, of course, is just total BS. It's crap, but good for Larry. Listen, I've climbed in a bunch of guys' prostates as well to get jobs.
We all have.
He's climbed into Dan Snyder's prostate. He's been on a ladder to get, and it's a very tiny, it's just a step ladder, it's a step stool.
Not up here, there's fine.
But Larry, God bless him, for the last 7 or 8 years, that's the ladder, you know, climb every mountain.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ladder to the mountain he's been climbing, which is the rear end of Dan Snyder.
Isn't he laughing at us now? We used to make fun of him, and then look where all that kissing has gotten him.
So he's talking last night on the radio, and he's saying, I work for the Redskins, you know, I got an office out here at the park. I see Coach Gibbs every day, but I want you to know that I'm going to give you more insight. He's doing his whole, I'm going to give you more insight thing. And I'm amazed, as I'm listening to this, as Larry is trying to sell everybody on the fact that even though he's now an employee of the Redskins, he will still say, if that's a bad pass, That's an untimely interception. He still remained objective.
That's good. I think it's safe to say these words will never come out of Larry during the season. This team from top to bottom is in a shambles. And it starts with ownership.
Never.
So that words you will never hear come out of Larry.
Never. Mike. So for Larry to do this, to have a show like this, he's got to have somebody to be the bounce off guy.
Yeah, somebody to bounce off of.
But it can't be like with me and Mike, where we go back and forth, and with Rob and you guys. You got to have a script. So the guy that he's got doing the show with him.
It's kind of like that lady that O'Reilly has in.
Yeah, but the guy that he's got is the guy that we were alluding to before. When we said all those things we said about him. Optimistic.
Yes.
Outgoing.
Positive, personable.
Mm-hmm. Buzz, it was Chris Owens.
Oh.
Now, for those who don't know, Chris, Chris is in his field. He's incredibly talented.
He's one of the best.
No question.
One of the most creative guys, production-wise, putting together things. Nobody does it better.
Behind the scenes, he's great. But there's a reason that guys like Chris are behind the scenes and not on the microphone, because if the roles were reversed, the quality of the commercials and tapes wouldn't be as good, and you would have disc jockeys urging people to get guns and go in the street and kill each other, because it can be an incredibly sunny, gorgeous day when even the most depressed person would say it's nice. You go to Chris, how you doing?
Man, I don't know. It looks like it might rain.
Oh, no. Did you watch the game last night?
Nice. You see the paint job they put up here?
Tough.
Man, oh man.
I don't know, Don. How do you hang in here all these years? Down there smoking a cigarette going, another freaking Monday at this goddamn gulag.
Let's give you a classic example of Chris. Chris and I have one thing in common. Chris was a Red Sox fan. Uh-huh. We used to talk about the Red Sox all the time.
I remember.
Last year, the championship season, those conversations ceased.
Really?
Just didn't have them anymore.
Why?
Because they were winning. Because they were winning a championship.
Oh, and
there just wasn't anything to talk about.
But the guy, really, and this is like, welcome to Pot Calling Kettle Black time, but it is, the guy's such a downer that even sometimes I avoid him.
He seems to have a lot of negative things to say.
Well, we'll balance Larry's eternal optimism.
I mean, he doesn't do it, not about people. He would talk about the place, the facility,
and
he'd always be kind of sarcastic and kind of negative, and it was just part of his personality.
But here's why I'm listening to this last night. It was none of the real Chris Owens coming through.
No?
Larry says, and I was very surprised to hear this, I'm joined as always on Redskins Radio by Chris Owens. Now, you never hear it. Chris is one of these guys, you never hear his voice on the radio.
Never.
So he goes, hi, Larry, how you doing? He says, Chris will be with me for the next 52 weeks. And then Chris had to sit there as Larry went through the litany of lists about why, even though he's been hired by the football team, he still is going to be impartial.
Didn't you tell me that Chris set him up with the question?
This is where I'm getting to the part about the real Chris Owens that we know.
Yes.
And listen, everybody sells out. I'm a sellout. So don't think anything about
this. We're not passing judgment.
But the Chris Owens that I know would have looked Larry in the eye and said, what the frig are you kidding? You're not going to say. They could go 0-16, and all the team could be on steroids, and you wouldn't say the first goddamn bad thing about it. You wouldn't. You're so up Snyder's butt. But what I hear is, I'm Larry Michael. Joining me is Chris Owens. Now, Chris, some people might be thinking that you're not going to get the same show. And then Chris Owens, Mr. Negative, says, Larry, actually, for the listeners, I think that you're going to give them some insight that they've never seen before. You've got the office out of Redskins Park. And Larry, how many beat writers are there with the Redskins? Well, there's only two, but only one that has access to inside the building. So you were actually with Coach Gibbs today.
Larry, I think this is actually going to be a better thing for the Redskins and the listeners.
Yeah. It's just... You gotta know Chris.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta know how. What's the word? I want to put a positive. How badly he conforms with his. He's really bad at all people skills.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He's not.
But I'm not the greatest.
Socially adept.
I'm not the greatest, but I don't try.
But Chris is a guy.
I think he tries, and he still fails.
But if you want, here's one thing that's good about him. If you want to commiserate about something that's wrong around here,
he's the best.
Nobody better.
He's the guy to see.
Because he does tell it like it is.
This is why I was so amazed to hear him in this, in essence, cheerleader role last night.
I am surprised.
Because here's a guy from behind the scenes, comes up with a lot of funny stuff, really is the first guy to tell you that this is the crappiest place he's ever worked in his life. He can't wait to get out of here. I wish the place would burn down. You know, all the bad general managers that we've had.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's call him. Now that we've talked about him.
Ask him, what's the deal?
Let's see if he's here.
What's the deal here?
See if he's here.
Wade.
Well, it's a picture.
Chris.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Chris. It's Don and Mike. What's happening?
Hey, guys. What's up?
How are you?
Not bad.
Have you been listening?
Yeah, I heard you a little bit.
Okay, well,
let's see. We're getting the real Chris here.
Now, you know that that's with love.
And it's not just me. Everybody around this place bitches about this place.
Well, that's true.
Of course.
It's not just you. You're one of the best at it.
But you're the king of it.
You're the king, Chris. We take lead from you.
Listen, I wear the same badge of honor.
Well, I think everybody likes to complain. I think we said that. That's just being honest, really.
But, Chris, until last night when I heard you on with Larry, I had not, I guess you've spoken before, but I've never heard you have an actual part in a conversation, and,
No, I always yell at Larry off mic.
When you're not on the air, you actually give it to him?
No, when he's on the air talking and he'll say something, I'll correct him.
So how did he corral you into doing this thing last night, or is it just a paycheck? If it's a paycheck, I dig. I mean, either way, I dig. Was it a paycheck?
No, he said, how come you always talk off mic? Why don't you turn the mic on when I talk to you?
Oh. Then how come you didn't say to him, hey, Larry, you're not going to say real stuff about the Redskins? Like, hey, how come you didn't say, hey, Larry, how come you taking the whole first 30 minutes of this show kissing LeVar Arrington's ass? He's not even going to be playing for this team next year.
Well, I mean, the point was that he gets mad at me because I yell at him off mic, so he said turn the mic on.
You're just such a negative...
Once I turned the mic on, then he kept asking me questions all night.
It's just, Chris, you're such a negative person, and if... I mean this...
Well, no, here's the
problem. It's a compliment.
This is a valid question. Chris, is there any chance that we can get some of that Chris Owens negativity onto that show with Larry?
You know what, Mike? Here's a better word. Better words. Sourpuss.
Yeah.
He's not so much... I'd say I'm negative. Mm-hmm. I'd say he's a sourpuss.
So is there any... Can we get a little of that, you know, the stuff when you're... Say we're talking about the building or the way things are falling apart. Can we get some of that on the Larry Michaels show?
Hey, how about that? Have you gotten on... Have you been watching your beloved Utah Jazz?
You know... They haven't played well this year.
See, what he's doing.
He's lowballing it.
No,
now.
He's not giving us the real deal. No.
That's
so we're
mean.
Not going to get
he's
the real deal.
He's not lowballing it because
hey,
I've
hey, but I tell you one thing.
What?
I did watch my Utah Utes this year.
There we go. Okay.
Listen, all I know is that if I'm coming into the building and Chris is down there, and he knows I like basketball, not as much as him,
mm-hmm.
but he just said, like, you watched the game last night? I go, yeah, man. Back in the day, you would give me 20 minutes on the Jazz. We'd be down there about how they stink.
Well, back in the day, they played well.
Hey, and Chris, don't you find it an unusual circumstance that all those years that we would talk about the Red Sox and they would have horrible, disastrous losing seasons, then last year we kind of didn't do it for whatever reason, I'm not sure, and they went on to win a world championship. That means we can't have any contact again this year.
No. That wasn't about them winning. It was about... Disillusioned with baseball in general.
Yeah.
There we go.
Too much money involved in. The players getting money. The owners getting money.
So Chris, hold on a second. Great, wait a minute. Am I to understand now, after all those years where you kind of cared about the Red Sox, you bailed out on baseball last year?
No, secretly I was very happy I did watch some series, you know?
Sure, secretly you did.
But I'm not a vocal proponent of baseball
okay.
the way it stands right now.
Telling you, he's America's number one sourpuss cynic. He really is. And last night, it was a beautiful job. I think the Academy should give you the award last night, because as I was listening, I would think you actually really believed that crap you were telling Larry.
Well, when the show started up again last night, I told Larry, I said, you know, you can't be objective on the Redskins. You worked there.
Oh, and when did you say that?
During a commercial
he
break?
Why not? No, this was last week. He said, can I be objective?
Oh, see, I thought...
Did you work there?
Okay.
I didn't say anything bad about the Redskins.
It would be interesting if you... See, the Chris Owens that I know, I would have expected to hear you say that to him on the radio. That's
great.
That's why I was shocked.
The week before, did you say that to him on the air?
No, this was the first week last
off the air.
Off air,
you said that. Well, we want some of that you on the air.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Come on.
Yeah, there.
Okay. What are you worried about? Snyder's going to get mad? Don't worry. Your best buddy's climbed halfway up his butt. All your best buddy's got to do is lift his hand up, and he can tickle Snyder's tonsils.
There we go, Danny.
All right, Chris. Thanks for coming on the show.
You got to remember, my best bud might give me a job when they can't be here.
There you go.
See,
it comes down to dollars and cents. We got the honest Chris. Don't
blame
me.
They can't him here, he's just waiting to be fired like we all are. Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
All right, later.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Later.
That's the real guy.
Chris
you had to decipher a little bit, but that was the real him.
Yeah.
And in his own little way, his way of putting it, it is about that.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
They can't be here, which could happen any hour now.
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
See, like, I'll give him some mad props, as the kids say.
We'd like to ask you some questions.
All these John Wayne tapes? Mm-hmm. He found out that I liked them?
Right.
He spent a whole weekend.
Got 10 million of them.
He got 500 goddamn John Wayne tapes.
He loves
That's not
ones.
Strictly true.
I wish we had an example of one of his promos that he puts together, because
I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
His stuff that he puts together for this show specifically.
He got some good stuff.
Is amazing. Yeah. Really.
But he's negative, and he was very positive last night.
I thought.
A pony phony. I almost said pony positive.
Yeah. Oh, all right. How about that? How about that, Larry?
I shouldn't. What?
Play some of his stuff. I can do it from back here if you want.
Yeah, well, play one of them. He deserves that.
Well, we didn't say anything that bad about him.
No, to balance it out. Right.
Okay. All right, I guess.
He's pretty creative.
I'm not here.
Yeah, I said, Larry, you work for the Redskins, but I said it off mic.
Oh, hold on a second.
Anytime.
True. Afternoons on 106.1.
We got to start it over again, I think, boy.
Hey, F.
Hey.
It's a good computer.
Can you do it again?
Don and Mike.
Hello? Who is this, please?
It's Don here, your friend.
Hold on a second.
Don and Mike.
Is this true?
Afternoons on 106.7.
W-I-F-K.
Well, he's done more elaborate stuff.
I want to tell you guys that your voices are so sexy.
Afternoons.
Tell me, do you think we have sexy voices?
Hell no.
Thank you.
Afternoons on 106.7. 106.7 WJFK.
Okay, well, where's the good one?
They're all good.
One more.
Should we roll the dice or leave her lay?
I don't know.
Now it's your call. I mean, I got my fill. I did my part to slow down the show. And that was the look I was just getting right there. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah. What would you like to do now, Commander? You know?
Let's hear one
First
more.
First officer took the helm there for
what
a second.
The hell? Let's hear one more.
The Don and Mike Show. Sluggish, lethargic, and not really with it.
Afternoon. Call an ambulance.
On 106.7 WJFK.
See, I'll be absolutely honest with you.
Yeah?
Which would imply I've been lying to you for the last hour and 20 minutes.
Well.
Those promos were good. They didn't illustrate the point that Mike was making about how creative Chris is, because, frankly, we're so creative that those promos stand by themselves.
This is true. That was really our creativity.
Are you sweating a lot?
Yeah, sorry about jumping in like that.
You really are sweating.
Hey, play that. Play that. Go ahead.
Play that funky music.
Go ahead.
White boy. Well, thank you, Sourpuss Critic, Chris
cool.
Owens.
So if they fire me here, maybe the Redskins will hire me.
Right. Okay, Wiggles. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
First time I got in trouble in my life, in my younger days, was breaking in a grocery store. I was sniffing a lot of gasoline at the time. A lot of blood, and I just didn't care where I lived or not, as long as I was happy and had my pocket full, you know, to share the word, any way I could get it. I broke in the store just to get lighter fluid to sniff. And that's one reason the woman knew that I did it, and I was guilty for what I done. I gave myself away when I stole that case of lighter fluid, because my father went there and told her not to sell it to me because I was a sniffer.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
enjoy them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they're not real radio personalities.
Right. Yes.
They are not dignified.
Nope.
Don and Mike.
Shallow Mar.
Yeah.
Shallow Mar. www.donandmikewebsite.com. That's the official website of our show. Get your Ron Mexico shirts there. They're going fast, hurry, limited time, blah, blah. We call my brother.
Because we got an interview here.
Andy Jimmy.
He'd be good to do the interview.
And also he called over the weekend. What did he say to me? He said, dude, did you call me? I called him on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, I didn't. Yeah, I always make him sound more like Spicoli than he really is.
Well,
here he is. He's much more Wisconsin than he is Spicoli.
Hey, yeah. Dude.
Hey, brother.
What's happening?
Just quit my job.
Oh, no.
There's always some
drama. Yeah, man, I just left there.
Why?
Jimmy?
I just walked in there, and I told him, F you, I quit.
Why?
Now, why'd you get upset?
Why?
No, I didn't get upset.
Well, why'd you quit?
Because I got another job.
Hey, good for you.
Good.
you pulled off.
I was waiting for my brother to rip me a new one.
No, well, listen, come on. It's just jobs are important. You know, jobs keep America moving. Hey, jobs.
Well, the reason I took it is because, you know, the company I was working at, it's going to pot. The trucks are junk right now. The mechanic is incompetent. Don't want
to
get.
If the company was going to pot, he'd be the lead driver.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know what I mean.
Are you going to drive?
Plus, my neighbor works at this place up in Racine, and it's closer to me to home. It's like 15 minutes instead of 45 minutes away.
And some of the Racine peaches.
What's that?
Was it the Rock? Are you talking about League of Their Own?
It was the Rockford Peaches and the Racine. That's who they played in the World Series.
Boy, I don't remember. Jimmy, you ever seen the movie A League of Their Own?
Who was in that?
It was Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell. It was
Tom
about,
Hanks?
It was about the ladies' baseball.
Yeah.
Goofy.
So, listen, here's why I'm calling you now. Well, first, congratulations on the new gig. That's a believe in your cape. Second, I can't believe we've not talked on the radio since, I guess, was it 2 weekends ago that you called me and wanted like to bond with me like in a way that guys bond about football, but about NASCAR? Yes, it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you called, called.
I thought you were getting into NASCAR, and I called to see if you were. I told you, call me before the race. You said, I will. So I never heard from you, so I called you.
It's just, it.
And you know what? Remember when I asked you, are you watching a race? What'd you say?
No, I wasn't. What was I doing?
There you go.
Playing Xbox, I think. But then I turned it on, and we white. Come on, listen, fag. It's not like over the years there's ever been a football game on, and I've ever called you and said, "Hey, are you watching this game?" Jesus Christ, the Super Bowl comes, and you don't even know who's playing in it. I mean, we do not.
That's why I was so excited, man. I thought that was another piece for us to bond on.
Well, and I think
I found out I was wrong.
Oh, what? Because I wasn't glued to the set the moment you called. I did watch it. And we chatted about it.
You didn't have to be glued, but you could have BS'd me and said, "Yeah, man, I got it on."
Oh, come on! What, I'm going to lie to you? I'm not going to know who wrecked. I'm not going to be able to figure out. And besides, you must be happy. Speaking of gay, your man won this week.
Yes, he did.
And he is a big Jeff Gordon fan, isn't he?
Yes, the biggest. I am.
Why is that? Because Jeff Gordon is so everything you're not.
And he won the Daytona 500 too, right?
Yeah, I haven't won that.
Why is he so you? Why you?
I've always liked him when since he started in NASCAR. I don't know why.
Why do so many people hate him?
NASCAR, and I thought, well, hell, I got to pick one of these guys. And Gordon was coming up the ladder, and I just took him.
Jimmy, why do so many people hate him? Why do so many NASCAR fans hate Jeff Gordon?
Because he's a fag, Mike.
They hate somebody that's good. Everybody's got to have somebody to bitch about.
That's right, Jimmy.
He's a fag.
You know? He's not a fag.
He's a fag.
His wife was a gold digger.
His wife was a beard. I'm just very surprised. I don't know anything about Jeff Gordon. I'm surprised that you are not a fan of someone like
Tony Stewart.
Dale Jr.
I mean, Jimmy Johnson.
I like Tony Stewart, and I like Dale Jr. But, I mean, out of everybody, if I'm going to root for somebody, I'm wearing a Jeff Gordon hat.
Where are you on Dick Trickle?
He don't even race anymore.
I know he doesn't. I just like saying the name.
Where are you on the topic, though?
Dick Trickle, wasn't he? He was from Wisconsin, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Listen, Jimmy,
usually
I might
is.
Be wrong on that.
Jimmy, here's the deal. It's always great to have you on the show. Great to talk NASCAR with you.
Okay.
No, it is, and I'm glad you got a job. Here's the deal. We have a...
Great talking about my train wreck and everything else, too, isn't it?
Yeah, hey, we got a lot of hit on our website that day when we had the picture of your car.
It is always a pleasure talking to you, Jimmy.
Put the picture of the car up on a website?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we talked about it. I think we
may have mentioned it to you.
Oh, I know that you had the audio clip of it up there, but I didn't know you put a picture of my car.
Right. Yeah, that beautiful damaged car.
You're right, your beautiful Jaguar.
It was like beautiful.
The Jaguar. Now, listen.
It's beautiful sitting in the backyard.
Here's the thing, Jimmy. We've got an interview to do here. I don't know if it's worth our time or not. It's from Indiana, and it's some town where they've always named a village idiot every year.
Okay.
And we've got the guy, we can call the guy who gives out the award, and he's there with the guy who is the actual village idiot.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be kind of ironic, you know, and kind of funny if you did the interview.
From one village idiot to the other.
Well, now, see, there, right there.
That.
Right there, you have already stepped a notch above the material. You get it.
That's good.
No, I'm not up for it.
Oh, what do you mean you're not up for it?
No.
Oh, come on.
I'm kind of busy right now. I only got a couple more minutes to talk.
What do you mean you're full of crap?
I'm driving over to the new company right now. I got to sign a bunch of forms and all that.
Listen, you got 1 minute. Listen to this. You're Jim Source.
This Real World Minute brought to you by Jim Source.
Come on, Jim.
It's Jim Source, everybody.
Hey, I never got that CD of that stuff yet.
I have my figure back. Tom and I went to Jim Source and got a complete home gym, a treadmill, some free weights, the whole setup.
It's Jim Source.
Uh-huh. It's funny. Hold on. Here's Robbie, get that guy on the phone. Let my brother talk to him. Jimmy, you can give us 60 seconds to talk to this guy, can't you? Jimmy?
What?
So Rob's going to get the guy on the phone. Talk to him for a minute. 60 seconds, please.
Oh, man.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Chris, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you guys?
We're doing great. And Jimmy, and Jimmy as well.
And Jimmy. Hey, I was going to say hi to Jimmy. I didn't know how you guys would. Anyways, real quick, the Racing Bells.
The Racing Bells.
Racing Bells. From the League of Their Own.
Against the Rockford Peaches.
What do you win?
Yeah.
Jimmy, what does he win?
A six-pack of tampons
coming your way, sir.
Six-pack of tampons, thank you.
Even though you were talking during the entire time.
I can't even understand the guy.
Exactly.
Well, he wants to talk.
Nor could we, Jimmy. All right, Robbie, are we ready now? We just put 60 seconds on the clock here.
Now, are we talking to the founder of the thing or the actual village idiot himself?
Since time is an issue, we've skipped right ahead to the winner, Mark Carmichael. And
who is the village idiot?
Right. So, Jimmy, the guy you're going to be talking to lives in Story, Indiana. Yes,
right.
And he won the title of village idiot for this year. A good way to interview him would be ask him why and how he became the village idiot.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask him how he did that.
That's perfect.
All right, you ready?
All right, I'll give it a shot.
All right,
you'll be great.
Jimmy,
you're going to do great.
That's my brother.
If I can understand him.
Okay. This Real World Minute brought to you by Jim Source.
Okay, here we go. Now, Buzz?
Yes.
Would you like to give Jimmy an intro?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I'd be thrilled.
Eye to eye.
I should be stoned for this.
Oh, God. So should I.
You're not already?
No.
And you're not already. Okay. Oh, what the hell? I'll go with this. Okay, so Buzz, when you hear that,
yes,
you can give me the intro. And I'm going to get the guy on the air now. Here we go.
Live from the Wisconsin studios of the Westwood One Radio Network, it's Jim Source and the Jim Source interview. Now, here's Jim.
Hello. What's this guy's name?
Mark Carmichael.
His name is Mark Carmichael.
Mark, okay.
All
right. Go ahead, you're on with him, Jimmy.
Oh, are you there, Mark?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What town are you in to win the Village Idiot?
I'm in Nashville, Indiana. I'm actually in Story Inn, which is a town.
Oh, okay. Can you tell me a little bit about how you came about to win this Village Idiot?
Well, it's a number of things that kind of happen between people, or something dramatic that something happened to somebody, stupidity or whatever, humanistry, you know, whatever they might have did, either one major thing or a number of things that they might
whatever they might have did.
Oh, so you didn't have to do it like on a stage or something. You just, some point in your life, you had to act like a village idiot and have somebody confirm you did it?
No, it's more of, it's something.
Jimmy sounds more like he's talking to his brother right now than when he's talking to me.
Stupid or, you know, idiotic or whatever else, then you get a nominated. You get a nominee for the village idiot.
Oh, okay. You got to be a resident of Indiana for that.
Yeah.
Or that story in town or whatever.
Well, you got to be a resident in Indiana.
Jimmy,
that's the 62nd time now. Would you like an additional 60 seconds to find out how
just
this
to,
guy...
You know, just to do some follow-up questions, Jimmy?
Oh, no, I'm not interested now if I can't try and be in it. He says you got to be a resident of Indiana. I was going to see if I could go for it.
Come on, Jimmy, just take 60 more seconds. Just find out what the guy did.
What he did to earn the award.
Okay, hold on a second.
This Real World Minute brought to you by GymSource.
And go.
Mark, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, now what did you have to do to win the title?
There you go.
I cut through a live wire on a metal galvanized roof. I didn't know the wire was there, and I skint through about 10 foot of the wire before I actually ended up stopping, and then I looked back, and everybody was going on about me cutting through the wire, and I did, if it was shocking me, I didn't know if it was happening or not, because I wasn't probably paying attention to it, because I didn't pay attention to the wire being there.
Yeah. You cut through a wire?
Yeah.
I mean, your body or your hand or your what?
It was the wiring in the roof, and I was using my skill saw and I was cutting across through it all.
Oh, and you got shocked.
Yeah.
So now they're speaking each other's language.
Did you pass out or did it declare you dead for a minute or what?
No. And just dingle.
What'd you do?
Now Jimmy's interested.
Around like a crazy man or what?
No, you just sit there and just shake it off.
Did they see your skeleton when you get shocked?
I don't know, they might have.
Oh, okay. Anything else you want to add to that?
They sit there and nominate too for one.
I've added time here.
When I rode around, it was a wild burro, and I was always rose up around horses and everything else and stuff, so they thought it was pretty humorous that I tried to ride a wild burro down there in Mexico.
Oh, wow. Pretty funny.
Jim, ask him about his truck.
Tell me about your truck.
I have a 94 S10. It's got 35-inch super swampers on the back of it, and it's got a little bit smaller tires on the front. Got a pair of women's panties hanging from one sun visor.
Yeah.
And has no doors, no windows. Got a homemade bed on the back of it.
Oh, man. I bet you that looks great.
Oh, yeah, it does. It's on the internet.
That's all the time. Yeah,
it's on historian.com.
Well, maybe when I get back home, I'll have to look into that.
It goes anywhere. It's an unstoppable truck. I drive it everywhere.
Story-N-S-T-O-R-Y.
It's got a V6 in it.
INN.com.
They could go on all day, Bob.
Them super swappers?
Listen to this.
Oh, yeah, plenty of power for that little truck.
Hello? Remember, he didn't want to talk to him.
Right, nice. Fascinating.
Dude. Okay.
Great job, Jim.
Very nicely done, Jimmy.
Oh, my time's up?
Yeah. Sadly, yes.
We gave you an extra. I've known this guy my whole life.
We gave you extra triple time.
I told you, VI to VI. Look at how you two VIs got along together. And again, the website for this guy, storyinn.com.
Right.
.com.
It really started to sing when the Super Swampers got brought up.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like twin brothers of different mothers. Jimmy, who do you, after this conversation with Mark, you've been on the phone with him for 2 minutes, who do you feel you have more in common with now, him or me? Jimmy?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
No, take your time, Jimmy. You don't want to answer.
I have more in common with you.
What?
I have more in common with you.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
That's your brother.
Just because we lived together for, 16 years of our life?
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, Jimmy, ask him about the pig roast.
A big what?
Ask him about the pig roast.
Mark.
Just go ahead. Ask him.
Oh, what about the pig roast? Tell me about the pig roast.
Well, I was having a hog roast, and I had to improvise a little bit, and I ended up cooking it. I didn't have no pit to cook a hog in or nothing. Now,
right.
I made a big barbecue fire, and then I took some bed springs and had to... Well, first of all, I had to cut the hog in half with a chainsaw to split it in half. And then I laid it out on the bed springs on a fold-away bed on an open fire, and I had to turn it back and forth with a pitchfork. And let alone, since I didn't have a kitchen or nothing, I had to have a meat cleaver to carve it up. And,
did you use your chainsaw to carve it up?
No, well, you know, I can take the head off of it and stuff like that, you know, maybe, but, you know.
Sure. How'd it taste?
Huh?
How'd it taste?
Oh, it tastes good.
Good.
Well, that's a nice tip in about the pig roast. Mark, thank you for being on the show, and congratulations on being the village idiot.
Well, thank you.
Good luck in defending your championship.
Yeah.
Thank you. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dance, monkey, dance. Oh, come on, what is this? Oh, he will hold the title until March 31st, 2006.
Right.
Right. Thank you for that information, Rob. Thank you. And goodbye, Village Idiot. And now, there you go, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, how about that? You came through in a big way for the show today.
Good job.
Oh, I'm not kidding.
That makes my day.
I'm not kidding. You really did.
Hey, Jimmy, it's been a great day. You did your interview. You kicked ass on your interview, and you got a brand new job today.
Yeah, no more studying for a while.
Are they not going to drug test you?
Yeah, they already did last week.
Oh, okay. And you passed?
I was kind of worried, though, because I did it on Wednesday, yeah. And they say 2 to 3 business days, right?
Yeah.
So I called the guy yesterday. I said, have you gotten results back? He says, no.
Oh.
He says, that's weird. Usually I get them back in a day or two. So it had me kind of thinking, you know.
Yeah.
And then the guy called me up today. He says, yeah, you passed. Everything's good.
Excellent.
You
know.
Excellent. Boy,
oh, one more thing,
man.
One more thing here, Jimmy.
Pretty young for that, aren't you?
What was that?
Do you have any idea? Listen to this voice.
I can hear. You don't have to shout. What do you want?
John Wayne.
That's he got it immediately.
Good job.
I heard your show. What was it, last Friday when you were doing that?
Oh, you heard it when we did that. Oh,
John Wayne. Yeah.
Show him the way, dude.
Jimmy, do you have any parting words of wisdom for us?
Get neutered.
Yeah. We'll take that under advisement.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right.
You got no sense of responsibility?
I guess you don't.
This is going to hurt. Here's something to bite on.
All right, dude. I'll see you later.
All right.
Bye. Goodbye.
Take care, Jimmy.
Goodbye. There he is, everybody. My brother, Jimmy.
Boy, it's a perfect call, letting him talk to Mark Carmichael, the village idiot.
VI on VI.
Yeah, hey, how about those swamp mutters?
Whatever the hell it was. And then Jimmy had actually some good follow-up questions for the guy about how he blows stuff up real good.
Got
and
caught up in it. Only at the end, I could practically taste that pig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, can you imagine the flavor of that?
Mm-hmm. Boy, I like that.
Fresh fire roasted.
God, that was loud. Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I just have a question. Is it possible for him to be an idiot and a redneck?
Well, I think you find idiots in every walk of life.
That's true. Ma'am. Yes.
Oh, aren't you so special?
It's also not uncommon to find idiots who are driving minivans.
Four-letter woman.
Right now, you've got the sensible crunch in your hair, and say, do you have your cute, the little, never mind, what do you look like? Before I start to rip you apart here, what do you look like?
What do I look like?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cute, attractive. Don't answer a question with a question, please.
Are you like one of those Texas soccer moms?
Am I a soccer mom? No, I look like Deborah Messing.
Deborah Messing.
Deborah Messing.
And are you driving a minivan?
No, actually.
You know what's funny about this one?
What?
She actually could be pretty if her face wasn't always twisted into that disapproving sneer.
See, that's where you're valuable. Okay, Ace? That's where you're valuable.
Yeah.
Not with the goddamn facts about who wrote White Christmas. That's where you're valuable. There you go. And look at you, still laughing. Don't you know we're laughing at you, not with you? All right, get back on your broom and get out of here.
That's right. Go home and disappoint your husband further if such a thing is possible.
There you go.
Goodbye, honey.
Bye, sweetie.
Thank you.
Or someone drops the house on you.
Bye, sweetie.
I love it. She says, bye, sweetie.
Bye,
Rob's doing the witch laugh.
Bye, sweetie. We will be back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's your message, and I'd love to come in the studio that day. I'm getting into town probably about noon, and I'll be over in that area around 2. So we can work that out. That'd be great. And then we can talk to Don about his singing ability or lack thereof, and we can figure that one out too. So I'll give you a call tomorrow during business hours and try to hook this thing up. Thanks. Bye. Yeah, Rob, this is Rob Grill with Grassroots. You've got the number. I just wanted to let you know I'm arriving at Dulles at noon, and I'm going to take a cab, and then I have the show at 7. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure out, I'm not going to have a car or anything. I don't know if a cab would be right or not, but give me a call back. I'll be home this evening. If you can, call me and let me know if we can work out what time we can do this.
My man.
And discuss the other parts of it. Okay? Thanks. Bye.
Bye. The Don and Mike Show. It's my man, Rob Grill, the Grassroots.
Yes, and they'll be performing. It's summertime almost.
Be a craft fair, a mall somewhere. I'd like to jam with them again.
They whore it like bitches.
We do.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Goddamn right we do. We're really horny. We're super horny.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
All right, and listen to this, too.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
That's a lie.
I'll let him have the key to your cell anytime he wants it.
Hey, Judge Melville.
We don't believe everybody that calls this show.
He talks out of turn, Stubby. Throw a bucket of water on him.
Yeah. But we're ready to, Don.
Right.
That's the point. We're ready to.
We're ready to believe you.
Want another beer?
Yeah, sure.
Independence Air.
How about a cigar?
We are giving away more vacations on Independence Air, and we will on today's show.
You sure you want me to do that?
That's right. Independence Air, go your own way, flyeye.com.
Your guess is as good as mine.
No, I haven't figured out the game yet.
Holy Christmas.
I know, but as soon as I do, I'll let you know. It has something to do with our sound effects, I think.
This is no cinch like wrestling a few cows.
Geez, that's a young dude.
Wow.
Wasn't you married to a woman?
What was that one, John?
Didn't she have kids for you? We're going to take a turn around the town.
Yes, a turn around the town.
You know what that means.
You, mister, you got one in your pocket.
Wow. We got more Judge Melville now.
Yes, I do, Judge.
I'm not going to hurt him.
Who, Michael Jackson?
I do my own shaving.
Oh, my God.
Enough. That's like a movie. Now we're getting into the plot of a movie that Buzz bought me.
Yes.
A great movie called The Masseuse.
Hygiene, very important.
Ah, very good.
You know, Buzz, when you buy me porno, I will say this over the years.
Yes.
You have managed to hone and refine the porno that I like. Me like the porno you pick out for me.
I appreciate that. I like to think I've helped in some way.
I don't know how gay that is, but...
Well, he knows your fetishes.
And that have introduced any new ones.
Basically the name of that tune.
That's the general idea.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Judge Melville.
It was in one that...
You're going to get out of town. Take your boy here with you.
One he got me recently.
Uh-huh.
Called The Masseuse. It was like the original version and then the remake with Jenna Jameson.
Very highly rated, I understand. Very popular film.
I've only seen like 3 or 4 parts of it.
Can't get any farther than that, eh?
But what I've seen...
You were good in there tonight. Good as you've ever been.
There you go. Thank you. Well, you watch
me. Is that what you said about it?
Well, the guy's watching me, I guess.
But you know one reason why you got by with it?
Why? Get by with what? Watching porno?
They were laughing at you. Laura Chone talking big.
Judge Melville always seems to be in the same mood, whether he's saying good things or bad.
Mm-hmm. The least you could do is the same for your kid brother.
Do you even have a brother? I do, but he's my kid brother. Yeah. Well,
you can't go to bed now.
We're not intending to.
You're doing most of the talking.
Okay, Judge, listen.
Two little boys.
Oh. Okay, let's stop it there, okay?
Yeah. You do that.
Well, you know, he is talking about the Michael Jackson trial.
Yeah. What the hell are you whispering about? Don't you know that whispering ain't polite, except in church or a courtroom?
See, courtroom.
It's the judge.
Michael Jackson.
Son, if you know something I don't, I'd be obliged to hear about it.
You got it. Here you go. I love talking about Britney Spears. I love looking at Britney Spears.
Sure.
Even when she's fat and ugly and barefoot. And look at her in the tabloids recently. I still maintain she's a cute girl. Even as dirty as she is, as much as I'd like to scrub her down, and I'd like to scrub her down like with a horse brush. You know what I mean? Or the kind of brush that we use to... comb our German Shepherd's hair.
Okay.
I mean,
a wire brush.
A very angry wire brush is what I would like to use to scrub her down.
I think that she's only capable of being attractive when she is covered with all the paint that they put on her when she's doing those concerts.
I disagree. She's just pleasantly plump, and mm-hmm. she's goofy and hoary, and she's all the things that I love.
Yes.
Britney Spears, and now...
See, I'm confused when you talk about it, because it sounds to me like you're going in between the hoary, mm-hmm. overpainted... But you say you want to scrub her down, yeah. and you want to, and it gets back to that whole Marianne Ginger thing. You know, do you like Britney because she's crampy, or do you like her because she maybe is Louisiana girl next doorish?
I don't think she's girl next doorish at all.
You don't?
I think she's trash. Mm-hmm. I know
well,
exactly
she's trailer
what she
park
is.
Trash. I'm just confused about, you know, you've always been a Marianne guy. I've always been a Ginger guy.
I just think she's a good-looking chick. Even though she's dirty and married to a retard.
Even with those pictures that they show in the tabloids,
yes.
where she's sitting there, you know, wearing the baggie, and you see those
yes.
dirt-covered feet, and
yeah,
she's there with
that
idiot husband.
I'd be there with the dog brush. I'd scrub her feet. Maybe this is the new me, the acupuncture uh-huh. talking, but I'm telling you, I'd clean her up. I love Britney Spears. Her music stinks, but I love Britney Spears.
The look of her.
And maybe yes. there's a chance.
Okay, that's right.
Maybe there's a chance, because even though she is allegedly 3 months pregnant, there's been nobody saying yes or no to that.
Yeah, and a lot of people are speculating with the pictures that have come out in the tabloids. Is it pregnancy, or is it just
getting fat?
Too many smoothies.
However, you should know... That and thanks to the star, you know, since my wife has been buying these things and I've been reading them, I'm believing
tabloids.
Them like they're gospel. And the brand new star, not only is she pregnant, but she kicked Kevin Federline out of her life.
Really?
Well, now that's according to the star.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Let me see. She's mad about him because she's mad at him. She's mm-hmm. not mad about him. She's mad at him because she allegedly, according to the story, she's pregnant, and he doesn't want to focus any of his attention, his scary good attention, on her pregnancy because he's more involved with his career with an S. Because he's got the MTV show about living with Britney Spears,
okay.
and he's also got his brand new album coming out.
And he wants to be the next Eminem, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Britney is currently in a bungalow
uh-huh.
wow.
with her mom and her sister, and he's living in a
Is she holed up there?
She is, and he's in a separate bungalow. So they're in a hotel, and they're not even in the same room.
Wow. Right? Are they venturing out at all?
Out of the bung?
Out of the bungalow?
No, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Usher. Did you know that Usher's name is really Usher?
No.
I didn't know Usher's
name.
Didn't
seem likely.
And, you know, Usher is, I think I've mentioned this before, one of those guys, until I see the video, mm-hmm. I never know what the song is, but, like, if it's the, that's Usher. That's Usher, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know that Usher's real name is Usher? I always thought it was a
stage name,
a made up name, like
one name thing.
Like, you know,
Michael Soares.
That's my real name. My DJ name. Well, no, he's actually Usher Raymond the Fourth.
Really?
And did
Usher
you know
Raymond?
There is an Usher Raymond the Third.
Wonder why they got the name Usher.
I guess you'd have to ask Usher Raymond the Second or the First. But if you went,
stop it.
Why? What did
Bob?
You do?
I didn't see just you. Looked at me. I see I'm standing during the show now, and I get too much of a direct line to Rob's face.
Why? What did you do?
I know.
Yeah.
It's not that he did anything. It's what he said
just
with his face.
A look in his eyes, a twinkle.
Anyway.
An evil twinkle.
There is an Usher the Third. That's Usher's dad.
Yes.
And he just got arrested for stealing coats from a Walmart.
Good spring. That's where you were going with that.
Of course.
I don't like that, do you?
Sorry, Judge.
I love that.
Oh, sure.
I love that.
You tell that old bandit not to get extravagant. State of Texas is paying for this.
Sure.
Excuse me, officer. Hold on there. Have you ever heard that song that goes, Bonto? Popo, daddy, my son. Look at my license. My name is Usher. Here, speak to my attorney.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Hi, Robert.
Now, do you want to keep talking to me or see your brother?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I already had my brother on the show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Would you do to Britney Spears like Patrick Bateman did to that whore in American Psycho?
Oh, dear.
Have to watch yourself up?
Get out of here, please.
Don't just look at it.
Sorry.
Thank you for that.
Don't be sorry. When you're correct.
You know, the new...
when you're correct, don't be sorry.
He went a long way with that the last time.
Thank you. We sure did.
Wow.
Hey, did you get that music?
Yeah.
Instead of that X thing? That'll work fine.
Yeah.
Let's see. Martha Stewart... this, I'm sure you heard this already, that she wants to take off the bracelet, the ankle thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the judge, thank God there's a judge with some sense, said to her yesterday.
She chewed through her whole ankle.
Listen, you crazy bitch. House arrest means house arrest.
Yeah,
means,
no matter who you are.
Means you don't take off your ankle bracelet for any reason, so she's got to keep it on. But she was in there saying that she thinks she's done enough.
Yes, and that it's inconvenient. How this house arrest business.
Now.
Inconvenient.
It's not a good thing.
This one, it's almost like right up our alley. So, it's an obscure story that I got from, where I got this from, Variety.
All right.
They are making the TV show Chips into a movie.
All right.
I know what you're saying.
Only if they cast it with the originals.
I know what you're saying right now. Great idea. Listen to the casting.
What's that, Ponch?
Playing the role of the Larry Wilcox. I don't know who he was on the show. Was Ponch John?
He played
it's
John.
Ponch and John.
Okay, they have signed Matthew Perry. And
okay,
wow. Well, to all play, right, to play the role of
Eric Estrada.
Yeah. George Lopez.
Perfect.
Perfect. No. Do you have the blues?
I like it.
Do you have the blues?
Hi, how are you? Hey, it's great to be part of the California Highway Patrol. Man, I tell you, I've got the blues. I'm sitting off to the side of the road waiting for people to drive by very fast so I can pull them over. Hey, I'm working with Chandler.
I don't know if I told you, I had the sushi across from Eric Estrada on my recent visit to Los Angeles. Hey, I dined with Eric Estrada.
Aren't you Buzz Burbank, the famous newscaster?
I am, George. Hi.
It's great to see you. No
way. Oh, you should see these.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on Sports Radio WCBS.
About the ratings?
Numbers can't be right.
Can't
accept my audience in 3 days.
Well, you did. And the suits won't stick with sports if the hitman owns drive time.
That's right, hitman.
So here's the deal, Hank.
What's the deal?
Either you go back to your nasty old self, or going to Midnight's. What's it
going
to be?
Going to Midnight's. George Lopez.
I can't, Kevin. Not now.
Midnight's, Hank. Midnight's.
George Lopez is a DJ.
Sorry.
It's Midnight's.
I'm sorry, too.
These are the stories of the California Highway Patrol.
You're a rich man.
Hey, it's Judge Melville.
Big ranch. Pay a lot of people to do what you want them to do.
Why are you in such a bad mood?
You got a brother. He's no good, but he's your brother.
Man, Judge Melville, you always sound like you've got the blues.
I don't like your men watching us, trying to catch us with our backs turned.
Well, then why did you come across the border?
This is Robert the Mailman.
Hi, Robert.
Okay.
Man.
So watch for that. Yeah. I'm glad I'm getting these things out. Yeah. Usher's dad stole the shirt, the shirts and coats from Walmart.
Right.
You've got the George Lopez starring. Let's see, Desperate Housewives. I know a lot of you watched that show.
Watched it for the first time in a long time the other night.
Proud to say I'm a man. Uh-huh. I don't watch that show. I've never watched that show.
Now, hey, what does that mean? I'm a man, too. I loved it. I'm just a sensitive guy.
Okay. I'm more manly than you because I don't watch that show.
I have one thing to say to you about that.
What's that?
Give me a break.
a real man watches Eva Longoria on there. She's incredibly beautiful.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
And she was,
like, hot.
And
she was all over that show.
I'm sure that's why you watch it, because she's hot. Not because all the dialogue is about pissed off chicks and how they hate men.
No, actually it isn't.
Is that the show? It's not a man-hating show?
No, I wouldn't say
then
so.
Then why does my
No, because actually they make...
Why does my wife watch it like she's never watched any show before?
No, a man-hater show it is not. In fact, it makes... it's really about how screwed up the women are. Desperate Housewives. I mean, it really is about... It does not do... I'm still slipping into George. Don, it doesn't do the same kind of man-hating that Oprah did.
Okay, well, either way, you know, I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to say it's a popular show.
Yeah.
And it's so popular that they're squeezing... Excuse me.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's a manly burp.
You said squeezing.
Man, you can't belch like that and watch Desperate Housewives.
I'm sorry. They're squeezing one more episode out this year.
Oh, good.
Because the show's so popular.
Uh-huh.
And they're doing what those TV guys do. The episode really did stink.
I got an actual bouquet over here.
How could that be?
And it had that smell of that shake you drink.
Was that Slim Fast? What do you mean I got Slim?
I got the smell of paste.
I got Slim Fast bad breath.
I can't wait to sit down again.
That's a downer. You're getting so much now that you're standing up, aren't you?
I am, absolutely. Smells like a lot of fajitas.
Now I'm running out of breath. You talk if you want to.
Okay, Desperate Housewives.
Extra episode.
Squeezing one out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another episode.
Okay.
Don't get your panties in a wad. It's not going to be a new episode. It's a clip episode. But they're going to tell you that they're going to extend the season. When really, it's just going to be a stupid clip show.
Well, there are just a lot of hotties on that show.
Yes, there are. Let's see. And I think I was talking about Jennifer Aniston.
Uh-huh.
Yes, high quality trim she is, Jennifer Aniston.
Another hottie.
She's the best. She's just
what I always say about her.
High quality trim. HQT. She's just the best. The Brad Pitt thing is still screwing up her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a picture of her recently, and I only mentioned this because she's the godmother to Courtney Cox Arquette's baby. And don't forget that baby's name is Coco. So her name is Coco Cox. It's been a long time since we mentioned that.
Right.
I had no reason to mention that. Now, this has nothing to do with Jennifer Aniston, mm-hmm. who is high quality trim. Mm-hmm. But Jermaine Jackson's daughter is named Your Majesty.
Yes.
Or is it his son?
I don't know.
Your Majesty. That's a great name.
It could be either. You can call it a male or female.
That's a great name.
Gender.
And so is Coco Cox.
Yes. Yeah.
Those are great names. And hang in there, Jen. I'm with you. Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Don?
Yes?
Hi. You know, a real man-hater show or network is Lifetime.
Okay. Thank you for the bulletin, Captain Obvious. Thank you for checking in.
Wow.
I resent the insinuation that the Desperate Housewives is for ladies only.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy watching their buttocks.
One more. This is a feel-good, and a real feel-good.
Okay.
And we'll have the picture for you at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Oh, no.
This is so good.
I sure need to pick me up.
Okay. Why, do you have the blues?
I really
And change your shirt.
I really got the blues.
Okay, there's a dominatrix. And
that's any story that starts like that is terrific.
Okay, what happens when what happens when a dominatrix runs into one of her male slaves outside of their sexual dungeon? Let's say they meet at the grocery store or somewhere else. What would happen? Well, here's the answer now. And I have a picture of this dominatrix that we'll put at DonandMikeWebsite.com. She's 45 from San Francisco. Thank you to whoever in San Francisco sent us the story and the picture. She spent most of the 90s working at a dominatrix at a place called the Castle Bar Dungeon. And then she started whipping guys and beating guys at her home. She moved it from the club to her home.
More convenient.
And then the dot-com thing happened, and the bottom fell out of her work.
She was whipped.
So she got a new job working at the Treasury Department in San Francisco. When she got there, she was shocked to see that one of the branch managers was a guy named Dick Salam. And Richard is his first name.
Richard Salam?
Yes. And he was a former sex slave of hers, back from her dominatrix days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's where the trouble started.
No vowel on the end of that name?
No.
Sorry.
No, there is not.
Just checking.
The E is silent.
He started harassing...
Silent I.
He started... Salami. Do you like the greasy? Do you like the greasy salami?
Hi, I'm Dick Salam.
You like the greasy dick?
If any trouble starts around this jail, before anybody can get to you, you're gonna get accidentally shot.
That was "Do you like the greasy, Dick?" Speaking to a guy named Dick.
Dick Salam.
Go on back to the bottle. Get drunk.
Thank you.
So, Dick Salam finds out that the chick who was his dominatrix, she all of a sudden is working, and he's one of the branch managers. So, because she's got a job at the Treasury Department, she's changed her life.
Yeah.
So she starts noticing that he's harassing her, like as she's sitting at her desk.
Mm-hmm.
He's walking by.
Payback is hell.
He's walking by. No, no, no. He wants it from her. He wants to kiss her. And then she says stuff to the point where the guy wore a leather mask into work one day.
That'll give it away right immediately.
Into the department of whatever this is, the Treasury Department.
Morning, people. How's everybody doing today?
So, he became obsessed.
Hey, Pete, how was your weekend?
Now, this is where they're working. While this is going on, they're both climbing the corporate ladder.
Sure. I don't notice anything unusual, do you?
The guy eventually passes her.
Okay.
And becomes her boss.
Oh, dear.
So now he has her transferred, and he has a meeting with her. And he says, well, finally. After all these years, you've established yourself at the Treasury Department.
So this is going on for years.
This has been 4.5 years
now. Wow.
She's been complaining, and nobody believes this poor lady until finally they say to her, okay, well, I'll tell you what, you go ahead, you have this meeting that you say you're going to have with this guy, and we don't believe this, we don't believe your former life. They set up a meeting in the guy's office. Guy's naked. Guy's naked with a leather gimp mask. He is ready. He's like taking the blue pill.
Miss Jackson, hold my calls.
Okay, Dick.
He's ready. Dick Salam.
Don't expect me to do something about it.
The door opens up, and surprise, it's the dominatrix, but she's there with a video camera, and she's there with the people that work at the Treasury Department.
Oh, good.
And as it turns out, well, she used all of this to get her workplace. I mean, it's a feel-good for the dominatrix.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she wins, and the guy's been harassing her, and so...
She sues, and she gets, like, I don't know, something like $50,000. Anyway, here's the picture of her. Check her out. That's the picture of her, Mike. That's
she ain't all that.
I know. Go to our website. Go to DonandMikeWebsite.com and find out why Dick Salami ruined his life, and then his wife. Who knows if there was a Mrs. Dick Salami?
I have a theory.
Dick Salami.
He likes to be punished.
Anyway,
he knew he was going to get in trouble.
That's right.
That's a picture of her. She does not look in this picture because she's got a regular job with the Treasury Department now. She doesn't look like she would,
She actually looks like she ought to be on the LPGA.
I'm a fly.
I think she's typical for what a dominatrix usually looks like.
You think she looks less?
If someone watches something like Real Sex,
you're right.
Yeah, they're not super babes.
No. I think she looks like Tiger Woods' mom.
No.
Yeah, look. I mean, she's definitely a mixture of the races. And look at her hair. I mean, if you gave her some darker hair and a red hat, she could have been Tiger Woods' mom.
Yeah, Tiger Woods' mom isn't a mixture of the races. She's Thai. She's not mixed.
Well, that woman looks Thai to me in that picture.
I say lesbian.
Let me see
look
the picture.
At her. You always do. I know I do, but look at her.
No, I think she just looks crabby.
I say Thai.
She looks dangerous.
I say Thai and bi.
Well, you know, she was a dominator, so tie is pretty appropriate.
Tie her up?
Right.
Anyway, it's on the website.
Call and pass racial judgment.
Thank you, Rob.
That's the real rough. That's a real rough of the game.
Okay, now we're going to try to give some stuff away.
Very good.
We're going to try to give away some Independence Air stuff here. Tickets for Independence Air flies to Orlando.
Detroit.
Las Vegas.
Detroit.
Orlando.
Sometimes they even head to Motown.
And Detroit.
Yes.
And $500 in cash. That's the prize. It's Independence Air. Visit flyeye.com and start saving today.
I can say as a testimonial, I flew them on my vacation. I loved them.
We're going to play a game. We're going to try a game that's called Total Recall. This is I think it's good, as usual with all these games, I got the idea, I don't know how we're going to do it. It's going to be based on you, the home listener, and your ability to remember sound effects.
Okay.
For instance, Mike, if I was to play... Can you identify those four sounds that you just heard? What are they?
Ding.
Bah.
Dang.
Correct. It's ding. Buzzer, clonk.
How about
sound
that?
Effect.
Huh? Yeah. Hi, Simon.
Mike?
Okay.
What's the order now?
Uh,
And that's how we play the game.
I don't know.
That's how we play the game. And I've only got 8,000 sound effects to work with.
Uh-huh. And people will have to recreate them like I did.
Yes,
by making the sounds. All right.
For instance, Buzz.
Yes, go.
Let's try these. How about...
Fag!
Joe. Okay.
Fag Joe Ding Buzz. But you spread those out for me.
Fag Joe.
I wasn't paying attention that time. I thought you were just adjusting the machine.
I think it's going to get really hard if you go 5 and 6 sounds. I think you're going to really...
Well, you always want to junk it up, though. Let's try to keep it... If we do 5, how are people going to keep track of 5? Mike had a... Give him a chance. Mike had a hard time with 4.
But I have a question. How are we going to keep track of them? Are you going to pre-write them down?
Oh, I've got a mic right up here.
Lightning fast.
Right up here in the old, where there's no off switch.
Oh, that's... I was going to say, what if there's a point of order?
We have a tape.
It doesn't matter.
That's right.
This is not justice.
Judge's decision final.
We're playing a stupid radio game.
Right. But you know what, Buzz? Yes. We can help by...
Of course.
...jotting down as he writes.
As best we can do that, yeah.
He does it real fast. Can I try it one more time?
Yes, you can, Mike. Right. That was your first one.
Okay.
What was that, Mike?
That. Ding. I don't remember. I screwed it up. Boy,
it's
hard.
Tricky. It is tricky.
That. Ding. That.
Okay. Here are 4 more for you, Mike.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Kind of like having a cocktail party, people coming in and out of conversations a lot.
Kind of like having a cocktail party, people coming in and conversation. What? You look like you're getting ready to...
You could just say cocktail party.
Cocktail party, everybody... Now I've forgotten.
Okay,
now.
It was... Kind of like having a cocktail party.
Hello!
Hello!
Kind of like having a cocktail party. Ding! Hello!
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 Kind of like having a cocktail party.
Hello!
Hello! Kind of like having a cocktail party. Ding! Hello!
Now you know
better. Hello!
Kind of like having a cocktail party.
I don't know no more.
Yeah. See, Robbie,
I think I screwed up the last 2.
If we only do 4, I can change them and play them more than one time. Right. So it could, in essence, go, bang, chime, chime, cocktail.
Absolutely.
Okay, you want to try again, Mike?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, we'll give you some new sounds.
Now, we're doing just 4, right?
Just 4. You just got to keep track of these 4 sounds. And here we go.
It's a lot of fun.
Hello!
No, he's not retarded.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
What'd you have there? Do you remember those 4?
It's a lot of fun. Everybody loves Don and Mike. No, he's not retarded. Oh, I forgot the last one.
It was...
It's a lot of fun.
Hello!
No, he's not retarded.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Those are the 4. Can you give them to me again?
Oh, I thought you were playing the other ones.
No, here we go.
It's a lot of fun.
Hello!
No, he's not retarded.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's a lot of fun. No, he's not retarded.
Hello!
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello!
No, he's not retarded. It's a lot of fun.
Everybody loves Don and Mike. No, he's not retarded. It's a lot of fun.
Hello!
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello!
It's a lot of fun.
I'm out. My brain hurts.
Very tricky.
See, I bet some listeners will be able to excel at this game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever this game is.
What'd you say the name of it was?
Simon.
Total Recall.
Ah, I'd forgotten.
Total Recall. Oh, you're being funny.
But it is. It's Simon.
Of course it's Simon.
Yeah.
That's the exact idea that I had.
Yeah. Brilliant.
No, you said, what's the game? Call the game. Call the game Simon.
No, but we can't call the game Simon.
Nobody will remember.
Because the game's... People might think it's about Simon Cowell.
Uh-huh. You're not trying. You're just not qualified.
And wouldn't it be great when Simon was out as a game, if it was Simon's voice? Red, green, blue. And when you would push the wrong one, you... Silly ass. No, it's red, blue, green.
You're totally screwing it up. You'll never amount to anything.
Do you remember it? Do you remember... How Simon used to be considered, like, the best electronic game.
And at the time, it was a blast. I loved that game.
Did you ever play the handheld, has nothing to do with Simon, but before Simon, the little handheld football in television game?
Yeah, the white one?
Yes.
Yeah.
That, at the time, you'd look at it, and all it was, in essence, was one pong that would go boing, 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 down, like, the 20, 30, 40, 50 yard line.
Coleco. It was a little handheld Coleco.
Yes, ColecoVision.
And then they came out. Did you get football?
Well, how is that
too?
Like Simon, though?
It was a handheld electronic game.
Oh, okay. What was the object of the game?
The object of the game was to play football, except it's nothing like our games today.
Right.
It was really like a series of 30 red lights. That's all it was.
Yet I would spend hours pretending I was playing football.
And football, too, you could pass.
Yeah, and playing this idiotic game. And I remember looking at people going, look at this. I'm playing football right here. Mm-hmm. Same with Simon. You know,
Simon was the game that excited me the most since Trouble.
Oh, Pop-O-Matic.
Well, that's what you like, Pop-O-Matic.
Pop-O-Matic, mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that game.
Buzz, what was it like when Chess came out?
Well, it was confusing at first, but we eventually caught on.
How was the weather?
Cold.
Cold. Well, Dad, we'll take your call, see if anybody can play this dumb game, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I have not been notified yet about this investigation. Mr. Speaker, and he just left this floor, and I asked him to stay. He has handled this situation as a disgrace.
What?
As a disgrace.
The Don and Mike Show. They will touch you in the place called the heart. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, he's Rick James, bitch. Let's see, Westwood One wants me to say to you as if I'm speaking and I'm reading a script. Okay? You're forgiven if you missed the enlightening 05 baseball review of this month's Playboy. After all, it easily could be October by the time you stop staring at the Real Desperate Housewives tutorial. Playboy on newsstands now. That's a network commercial, everybody. And now we're going to play the Simon Total Recall sound effect, concentration, do whatever it is.
Hey! How's your memory?
I like it when you sell a bit, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
We'll take calls now. See how this works out. Give me half a second to get all my tapes ready. So I'd like to surprise you with some crazy tapes.
Sure. Crazy. Welcome to another edition of Simon Total Recall. How's your memory? Remember the first rule of Simon Total Recall. How's your memory? Don't question the host. That's what I have. That's a little pre-warning right there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Who is this?
Tiffany.
Tiffany, not the Tiffany we drove the bus through, I hope. Tiffany, where are you from?
Baltimore.
That would be beautiful. Tiffany Darwish.
All right, Tiffany, we're going to try Simon. Let's see how well you can remember, okay?
Okay.
Well, good luck, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Put this phone. What's up with this telephone here?
I don't know.
What is this line? Why does this line sound like this, Tiffany? Can we play a game?
Tiffany.
Hold on, Tiffany.
Tiffany. Okay.
Let me see if we get a better phone down here, or if it's just the whole system. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, man?
See, now we don't get that sound on this line.
I don't know. It doesn't sound that normal.
Oh, stop it, Mike.
Sorry.
See, it sounds good. Sounds good there. Uh-huh. I heard you. Then we go back to Tiffany.
Yes.
How you doing, Tiffany?
See, it's the line that Tiffany's on.
Yep, it is.
We'll come back to you, Tiffany.
Okay.
Right.
I just lied to her. You know who would be good at this game is Patrice Rushen.
Yeah.
Forget-me-nots.
Oh, send me forget-me-nots.
Or as you kids would know it now, the Men in Black song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Where's this guy? Jeremy.
And of course, Streisand.
Hello.
What? Yeah.
What?
Barbara Streisand.
She didn't sing Forget Me Nots.
I know she sang Memories.
Oh, Memories.
Jesus, come on.
Don't get mad at me.
Come on, Al.
Don't yell at me.
Barbara Streisand. Send me Forget Me Nots.
Hello, Jeremy.
Yes, sir.
Where are you from, Jeremy?
Baltimore.
All right, another one from Baltimore. Here we go. Give you four sounds.
We're going to try to keep track of it.
We're trying. Here we go. Here are your four sounds. They are...
Hello.
Okay. That can be identified simply as hello. Then you have...
Someone called for a doctor?
Doctor. Then you have... Austin Powers sound. And...
Good heavens, no.
Okay?
Okay.
Those are the four sounds. So now tell me... I'll give it to you one more time. Jeremy, what order are you hearing these sounds right now?
Hello?
Someone called for a doctor?
Good heavens, no.
Jeremy, what was that order?
I can barely hear it. It's like really muffled.
You know,
go to hell.
Isn't it great to start the game with a wimp?
Go to hell.
I can barely hear it, but I really want to win.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Ooh, excuse me.
Wow. Hey, now we both burped or something on the show today.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Harris.
Harris. All right, Harris. Here you go. It's not Sam Harris, is it?
No.
Oh, man. Now, that was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And what a song it was.
He was Clay Aiken before there was a Clay Aiken.
That's right. Remember those tuxedos? what do you wear? The tails.
The tails. He wore tails. Sam Harris. Curly hair. Okay. Here are your four sounds.
Let's hear the four sounds.
Okay, here we go. Thank you, Harris. Thank you for taking control. The sounds are...
Hello?
Hello.
Someone called for a doctor?
Doctor. Austin Powers.
Good heavens, no.
Good heavens, no. Now, I'll do them faster, same order, just to give you a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? Harris, identify these. Here we go.
I'm ready.
Hello?
Someone called for a doctor?
Good heavens, no.
What's the order?
Hello? Doctor, Austin Powers, good heavens, no.
Good. Now, mm-hmm. Let's see if you get it this time.
Good heavens, no.
Someone call for a doctor?
Hello?
What you got?
I got crap.
He's out.
That's
how we play the silent game.
And you are doing this, incidentally. This is perfect. This is the way it's. We can keep track, and you know, but you should set each one up with the four because I think it's fair to everybody.
And they should, if you can't go back with what I'm saying, like Austin Powers or Hello, you should try to mimic them if they're true sounds, the way that Mike did when we had the ding, etc.
Yeah, it's you should mimic, identify them.
Okay, let's see. Hello. Oh, God. Here's another one of these phone lines that sounds like that. We'll try this one.
Sounded fine to me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's me, babe.
Hey, what's your name, babe?
This is Sean, honey, from SAC. Love you guys.
Okay, sweetie pie.
Yeah.
You're right with the phone. Horrible.
Yeah, Sean, you ain't control.
Okay, Sean. Listen, that might have worked with the other person, but not with you.
Thanks, honey.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Name, please.
Hello?
Hi, what is your name?
What's your name?
This is Ray.
Ray, you can call me Ray. Ray, where are you from?
Ocean City.
All right, Ray. Beautiful. Here are your sounds, Ray.
Okay.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
It's a lot of fun.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so I'll give them to you one more time. Here's your order to begin with. It's Tony the Engineer.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs. Then it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Then it's little girl, hello.
Hello.
Then it's old lady, hello.
Hello.
Now, you just said the S word.
Yeah, you can't say that.
You're just sorry about that.
You're doing four or five on that one.
That was only four.
Is the Bacardi Limon Bacardi and Tony Diggs?
Here's why.
That's one.
The Bacardi Limon with the...
Tony Diggs.
That is one tape.
That's one tape.
See, every time I play that...
Bacardi Limon. Tony Diggs.
It's on there. So I can see why that may have confused you guys. But certainly not that guy. Not that listener. Let's try it again. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
It's Dan.
All right, Dan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here are your four sounds. They are... Winner.
Winner.
Beep, beep. Hi, Donna Mike. It's Tony Soprano.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
And Granny.
Yeah, I see fish.
Again, your four sounds are Wendell Hall, winner.
Winner.
Beep, beep, Bert. Tony.
Yeah, I see fish.
I screwed it up. This phone sounds... I got to concentrate. I got to hang up on you. Get a different line.
Going to keep the same sounds?
Yes. Hello, Cass?
Hello.
Okay, hey, beautiful.
All right, Mama.
Hey, Mama, here we go. Your sounds are... Wendell Hall, winner.
Winner.
Bert, beep. Tony.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
And Granny.
Yeah, I see fish.
You ready to play?
Yeah.
Here are the... you sound enthusiastic.
What's the matter, Cass?
It's hard to hear you guys. You sound really muffled.
Something maybe goofy with the phones.
I don't think there's anything goofy with
not
the phones.
Not the first complaint you heard.
Yeah, but also, we talk to people all... Now, this bitch has no problem hearing us speak right now.
You guys sound really muffled.
We sound... How can we sound muffled, bitch? You keep hearing what we're saying.
I can hear you, but it sounds muffled. That's all.
All right, you going to try it anyway?
I'll try it.
Okay, bitch. Right. Here we go.
Boy, wouldn't it be lucky if she sounded muffled?
Your choices again. Well, never mind. Let's just see if you can remember this.
Yes.
Winner!
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Yeah, I see fish.
Go. What do you got?
Winner, bird, beat, pie, and granny.
Wait, say that again?
I think she got it right. She had winner, then she said bird, when it was for Burt Reynolds. Uh-huh. Beep, she had that.
Right.
And then what did you have? You have Tony?
Beep.
Yes.
You know, beep like a horn, yep. And then hi. Joe says hi, Dynamite, and then granny.
She thought it was Joe. She's misidentifying him, but you got to give her another chance.
She got the order right.
She got the order right. It was winner, beep, beep, Tony Soprano.
I think we have to have them recreate the sound effects. I think that's part of the whole thing.
Okay, then here we go. One more. Let's see if you can recreate these four. Here we go. Winner!
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
Yeah, I see fish.
Go.
Winner! Beep, beep.
Keep going.
I'm trying to think. Ha, 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 ha.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Dynamite, and I see fish.
She got
it. Great. Now,
that's it.
Now you made it past the first round. Outstanding, bitch. Now,
I just will tell her one thing. When you're doing the beep, since you got them right, the beep and the laugh, you know, the beep and the ha, 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 that goes together.
That's
yes,
one.
You can. I was just going to say,
there are only a total of four sound effects.
Right.
You can get You can get away with winner, beep, Tony, granny.
Yeah, but you're recreating the sound effects, and when you put the beep, you got to put the laugh with it.
Are you ready?
Laugh and beep. Yep.
All right, let's play and see if you can be a winner on Simon. Here we go. Winner!
Yeah, I see fish.
Okay, hi, Dynamite.
Go.
Beep, ha, 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 ha. Winner. Hi, Dynamite and Granny.
Except it would be nice if you had done, yeah, I see fish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I smell fish.
Granny,
I see fish.
Let me take a peek in my pot.
But unfortunately, Tony was the last one.
Yes.
Tony was number four.
Oh, she had the order wrong.
She got the order wrong.
Bye, honey. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Who's this?
It's Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
I'm from Wichita.
All right, Chris. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here are your four sounds.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Okay. Again, it's hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Then ding, then the buzzer, then the clonk. Now you gotta make the sounds.
Hey, was that only three?
That was four.
That was four.
Robert the ding, the buzz, and the clonk.
Okay, buzz. I missed the buzz.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. It's
hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Go, what do you got?
Robert the Mailman. Hi, this is Robert Mailman. Dink, clonk, and then buzz.
No, got the order wrong.
Terribly sorry, it was Robert the Angry Mailman, ding, buzz, and clonk. Ding, clonk, and buzz.
I thought it was Robert, buzz, ding, and clonk.
It was Robert, ding, buzz, clonk.
Yeah, see, it's hard.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Igor.
Igor. Okay, of course, Igor. Are you ready?
Igor's played before because I remember Igor's name.
Igor, here are your sounds. Your sounds are, want to get high?
Want to get high?
Hiccup.
Yeah. I got hiccups.
I'll drink to that.
I'll drink to that.
And scream. So if you're playing the game, you would say in order, you would say, want to get high? I got the hiccups. I'll drink to that. Because this is the order.
Want to get high? Yeah. I got hiccups.
I'll drink to that.
All right, you got that? Are you tracking with that?
I'm all set.
All right, Igor. We'll try it one time, just the way we've laid it out. Let's see how you play.
Can I get high? No. I got hiccups.
I'll drink to that.
What you got, Igor?
I heard want to get high. I've got hiccups. I'll drink to that and the scream.
Beautiful.
But you have to do the sound effects.
Yeah, you got
to
do the scream, though.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Now, we're playing for the independents there. Get them in this screwed up order.
I'll drink to that.
No, I got hiccups. Can we get high?
Go.
All right, I got drink to that, the hiccups, the scream, and want to get high.
Except we said you have to make the sound.
Yeah. I don't need single one.
Yes, you failed. All right.
Want to get high? I still want to get high one.
He had the order right. I think we should give him another chance.
All right, one more.
Yeah, let me do it in order.
All right,
I'll drink to that. I've got the hiccups.
Hold on. I'm gonna give you.
I like this guy. He does good. He had him in the right order again, and that time he was doing the sound effects.
Okay, so we'll try again now with the same four. Want to get high? Hiccup. I'll drink to that and scream. You ready?
Yep.
Go.
I'll drink to that.
Want to get high?
All right. The scream. I'll drink to that. Number six. And then the screen again.
No, you got it in the wrong order.
No, he didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought
he had screamed twice. Right. He has a good. What's the last part?
I thought it was scream, scream.
And the last one is want to get high.
It was scream, I'll drink to that, scream again, and want to get high. He's a
winner.
He's a big winner.
So he's a big winner.
You had that right, Buzz?
Yes, he did.
Right.
That's right.
Okay, let's try this one more time. This is a good thing about having a radio show that not a lot of people listen to. Is that in a couple of weeks, we'll hone this game and we'll really figure it out.
We'll get it right.
And by then we'll have a couple more listeners, and they'll dig it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
One
more time. For a bonus prize, because you've already won Independence Air, visit flyeye.com. You're going to Las Vegas, we'll give you $500.
Nice.
We'll throw out, how about this, an iPod shuffle.
Ooh.
If you can get...
Same sound effects.
Are you ready?
I'm set.
No. I got hiccups.
Want to get high?
I'll drink to that.
Go.
The hiccups. I've got the hiccups. Want to get high? The scream. And I'll drink to that.
Yeah. That's good.
This guy's got the ability.
That's pretty good.
Very good.
So now you've also won the iPod Shuffle. Download 120 of your favorite MP3s and newer, never ever hear them the same way. That's how you play Total Recall, Simon, whatever this game is. And thank you.
How's your memory?
Thank you.
Much better now.
That's the title. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Hold on. Oh, we got a blind guy who says he can rock it.
Oh, I bet he can.
Blind guy?
Yeah.
So you think he'd be pretty good at this game?
I would think so.
Okay.
I got a fun one for this. All right, let's try these sound effects. Are you ready, blind guy?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go. Did you hear him?
No, I didn't hear him.
Just kidding. I'm sorry.
Okay, blind guy, here you go. Your sounds are Law and Order. CSI. Flying Carpet. Bobby Mailman.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Again, your sounds are Law and Order. CSI. Flying Carpet.
This is Robert the Mailman.
And Bobby Mailman.
Law and Order, CSI, the Flying Carpet, and I'm Robert the Mailman.
All right, now are you going to try them in a different order?
You ready?
Yep.
Here we go, blind guy.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Flying Carpet, CSI, Law and Order, and I am Robert the Mailman.
He's got it.
That's a winner.
Yep, you got it.
Winner.
That's pretty good for a blind guy. Mm-hmm. All right, hold on a second, blind guy. What about this time?
Well, it was Law and Order and then a jumble. It sounded like the CSI and the Flying Carpet.
Right, I played Law & Order, CSI, and the Flying Carpet all at the same time. Incredible, blind guy. Blind guy.
Yeah.
Would you like the iPod? Would you like the iPod Shuffle?
Okay.
You know, actually, we could send you a box of dog turds, and you wouldn't really know the difference.
Well,
but
as good as he tasted them, he would.
Smell, I think, would give it away as well.
The iPod Shuffle. Download 120 of your favorite MP3s and never, ever hear them the same way again. Boy, you're good. Here, let me give you one more real fast one. Let's see how you are. Here you go, blind guy.
This is Robert the Mailman.
What's the order?
Well, you got Robert the Mailman at the beginning, and you got the Flying Carpet and the CSI somewhere in there. I lost it at the end.
Yeah, you lost it in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we got you.
I was a butter baby. Where's the super hearing now?
Those of us with eyesight, gotcha.
That's right.
Gotcha.
Hey, you won anyway.
And a big shout out to Blind Glenn in Las Vegas. Well, I know you were just doing a tribute to him there, Mike.
Thank you. I eat babies. Hot buttered.
You eat babies.
Yes, I do. I'm glad. Well, thank you, Dottie.
Well, that is how we play, Simon. Thank you, Chase.
I'll be honest with you, I'm 30 and I'm living in my parents' basement, and I seriously need to get to a state where prostitution's legal. I was kind of
he wanted to fly somewhere. Well, I'm sorry, blind people can't fly.
Oh,
are you ridiculous? It's only for those of us with sight. Yes, would you want to give up the iPod and go to Vegas?
Absolutely.
All right, you got it.
Oh.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Thank you very much.
That is courtesy of Independence Air. Visit flyeye.com and start saving today. Independence Air, go your own way.
So we can throw the Braille iPod back in the hopper?
Yes, we can.
Make sure the hooker is good looking. Verification of blindness is
necessary. I don't think it would matter much,
bud. Thank you. Hold on, blind guy.
Thanks for playing Test Your Memory.
Have a great time in Las Vegas. I thought it was Total Recall Simon.
I forgot myself, but it sure was fun.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Hello, Robert.
Be right back. Is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. That's quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the
Greasy
radio over and over?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, I'm sorry, Nick.
The Greasy.
Can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people he probably took it from them.
Greasy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Purple grape juice.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right.
Good heavens, no.
Do you like the Greasy? Do you?
Crazy in the head and crazy in the bed. Right. Don and Mike.
Yeah, well, you would know, dude.
And
his name is Dude Walker, and I wasn't calling him Dude in a disrespectful way. And
dude,
he's been mine for years.
Yeah, and I'm not a part of that. And I, I'm a little jealous, but I give you your props on that one. It's always been you and Dude.
I've always given you the videos, darling.
I love them. And, well, you know why he's got that voice.
Don and Mike Show. Yeah, amen.
Why they use that expression for
it. Wheelbarrow City.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Really almost a phenomenon.
Big ones.
I mean, it looked like, I thought he was sitting on some sort of leather sofa.
No. Not like Liddy. Not fake ones.
Yeah.
Come on, check them out.
Implants.
Don and Mike Show.
Wrap them in twine.
Testicle implants.
Get ready for battle.
Hello, are you on the air at Don and Mike Show?
Won't.
Come on.
Come on, it's you. Go. Speak.
Baby, you. Time.
You got what I need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is the problem with the delay that we have now.
Yeah, people don't know that we're back.
Yes. Right now, you guys, God, this doesn't make sense. You're still listening to commercials.
Yeah.
And we've been back doing the show. And by the time you hear the thing that says, pew, 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 you can call Don and Mike at any time and figure out that we'll take a couple of calls. Time's already split.
I don't think the delay is any problem, but wasn't American Idol good last night?
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, I'd like to get in the air with Don and Mike.
Well, you happen to be on the air with us right now.
You're on with us. Hello, what?
Hello?
Don't listen to your radio.
Some people have their own delay.
What can we do for you?
We were just turning off our radio. How are you guys doing today?
All right, go ahead. And he asked us how we're doing.
Yeah. What? What?
Do not hang up. I hate when they do that.
Joe?
Yeah, that makes me mad.
Are you talking to somebody important?
No.
Hang up. Thanks.
Talking to my girlfriend.
Your gal pal?
Yeah.
You're talking to my girlfriend, too, then.
That's right.
Tell Bobby I said hi.
No, her.
Hey, Joe's on the line.
Joe.
Yes?
Need that last guy.
Need his number. Track him down.
What was he on?
He was on line one. He was on line one on the other phones.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes.
Joe. I kid about Joe like he's retarded, and he is, but he's actually quite good.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, what we need is a reckoning. We're going to get one, too.
Hello.
Justice.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
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 I was wondering if you guys ever run into the celebrities that you make fun of. Like George Lopez?
Oh, all the time, yes. Mm-hmm. George Lopez, Sandra Bullock, all of them constantly.
As a matter of fact, one time I ran into George Lopez and Bernie Mac, and they kicked my ass.
Don and Mike Show. Oh, he's another guy whose radio is too loud.
No, I got it. Charles, thank you very much. This is Igor again.
Igor?
Yes, Igor. Yes. To what do we owe the second call?
Weren't you just on the phone with us?
This is two for two for today.
Mine.
Well, thank you guys for the prizes. My friends don't believe me, though, so I was wondering if there's a way to get a segment on tape.
Oh, Igor, listen, you're killing me, dude. First off, you're a phone pig, which means you've called more than one time in like 10 minutes. I agree, Rob. I almost feel like taking the guy's prizes away. Joe?
No.
Joe, what are you doing here? Hi, Joe.
Perhaps his friends will
take your time composing the thought, Joe.
What, Joe?
It is radio, so just that 2 extra 5 seconds is important.
What, Joe?
I was just going to say, perhaps his friends will believe him if we just take the prizes away.
Okay, Joe.
No. You know what?
I
don't care if they believe me.
Rob wants to take the prizes away as well.
Rob wants to take prizes away from a listener?
No. I know it's
hard. Away.
It's hard to believe them.
Take them away, and then that'll teach Dr. Frankenstein and the Wolfman to believe you.
Igor, here's the thing, dude.
And incidentally, why don't you pronounce it the correct way? Igor.
Yeah.
Listen, Igor.
Or Al Gore.
Yep.
Here's the deal. When a guy like you is on the air with us and you play a game and you win, and then we take random calls and you call again.
I know. I'm just taking away time from other people.
You are self-centered just by being named Igor. You are such a look at me, wannabe me guy.
You can't stand it.
You make the show look small time. And granted, because I don't screen the calls, you were able to get right through again. But for anybody with a brain, they'd say, God, no one must be calling this show except this one guy, Igor.
People out in the listening audience right now saying, I wish I was Igor.
Because I'm your biggest fan now.
Okay, but Igor, we need more than just you. We need more than one, Igor.
I gotcha.
Okay.
No. Apologize. You should call John or Sam or something. I don't care for your sort.
Apologize.
Igor, do you have a middle name?
I am very sorry. No, I don't.
Of course you don't have a middle name?
Nope, I'm too original to have a middle name.
You do not have a middle name?
I have a middle name, but it's in Russia, it's the name of your father, plus there's an ending. So it's
what is it?
Viktorovich.
Viktorovich.
So your father was named Victor?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Sorry, so your name is Igor Victor. Uh-huh.
Whenever you call the show, from now on, you will identify yourself as Victor.
As Igor Victor?
No. Not Igor Victor.
Simply Victor.
Victor. You will be Victor. As a matter of fact, now, more punishment, Vic.
Yeah, because Victor implies winner.
Right. Vic, you will be Vic. Igor, is that understood?
I gotcha.
All right. What is your name?
I understood. My name is Vic.
Vic All Mexico.
Right. Igor, thank you for calling. Igor, thank you for calling. No, you responded to Igor. Wrong! I said, Igor, thank you for listening. You should have said, no, Don, my name is Vic.
See, that was a test. That was a test. How's your memory?
Thanks, Igor.
He's gone.
He hung up.
Self-centered, communist, and troublemaker. God, I don't like people.
Okay, I love people. I love people.
The only thing that could make him better if he was blind.
You know what? We'll go to Buzz now.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
What the hell? We'll start the news right here.
Yeah.
Because if not, I'll get talking about Igor. My Igor.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy back in the day, Frida and I used to know, a guy named Igor.
Really? Ah, Igor. He was active, wasn't he?
Guy was a double D.
Mm.
He's the old drug dealer.
Oh, really?
Igor. Can't tell you how many times.
Was that an alias?
Oh, I think it was his name. I'm talking way back in the day. I mean, way back, like before I was even married. I just dated my wife. Mm-hmm. Quite often, she said, where are you going? The answer was always Igor's couch.
Igor's couch.
I spent a lot of time on Igor's couch.
Oh, Igor. You're trouble, Igor.
The original Igor.
Hey, Buzz, what's your lead story? Because we're going to get right to it here.
I'm here to tell people they're right. Your paycheck isn't keeping up with inflation.
You know what? A bold move by us. Hi, right, baby.
Hi, sugar.
We're going to be starting the news now.
Wow.
Instead of teasing it and then starting it like in 10 minutes.
Gotcha.
Hey, you remember Igor?
Yeah, I remember his couch.
Igor's couch.
Yeah.
Winner.
Do you remember?
Oh, by the way, just FYI.
Yes?
There's a very important little elf working in your cave right now.
Oh, the TV.
He's been working hard for more than an hour, and I hear lots of sounds of construction. I haven't been down to see what's happening.
Oh, fantastic. Hope that TV's ready for American Idol tonight.
This is good.
Do you know my best Igor moment was ever? That I was at Igor on Igor's couch back in the day. On the day that John Lennon was shot.
Oh.
We were watching Monday Night Football. And I couldn't believe that the only person that I could share the death of John Lennon with was Igor.
That's appropriate.
Who was too stoned to even take in what had happened. He's like...
Even to notice a Beatles death?
He said...
He lost a client.
He said, they would not announce that on Monday Night Football. I said, Igor, they just did.
Oh. Bogus.
Whatever happened to Igor?
I don't know, but I was on the radio when John Lennon died, and then they wrote mean about me in the Washington Post after that.
What'd they say about
you? It's always about
you,
isn't it?
Because he wasn't dead yet, so I thought he was just wounded, so I said good luck. And then they made it like I said good luck when he died,
Oh, so misunderstood.
Like you thought he was going to go to hell or something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there she is. She remembers Igor. She was on his couch.
Good luck, Igor.
You spent a few nights on Igor's couch, so to speak.
That was the euphemism for when you were unemployed.
Oh, that's right. Someone get blown out. You go, what are they doing? Oh, they're watching TV on Igor's couch.
They're on Igor's couch.
Good luck.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, baby.
Goodbye. You're welcome.
That's Igor.
Good luck, John.
If you're out there, Igor, call in sometime. It's me, Don, from back in the day. Love to talk with you.
Yeah, but no funny business.
Buzz?
Yeah.
You're not going to get to this story, right? Britney Spears admits carrying child.
No.
There you go. Go to BritneySpears.com. She says she's pregnant. So how about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Ain't that a kick in the pants?
Sure is.
All right, you had about paycheck stuff.
That's right. The cost of keeping a roof over your head and food in your mouth and gas in your tank has gone up this year. Your paycheck has not. Quoting a 49-year-old man who just had to move out of his apartment because of this, there's no such thing as raises anymore. He's right. Not since the Bush senior recession of 1990 have salaries increased this slowly. This slowdown started in 2001, but salary growth didn't fall into the minus column until last year when prices went up 2.7% while wages only went up by 2.5%.
You're darn right, I'll tell you that, and I'm darn sick of it.
The Hughes plan, that's what we call that.
Now, the overall economy's been growing better than usual lately. The economy, not your economy. And the 5.2% unemployment rate appears decent, but it's deceiving.
Oil companies are doing great.
It doesn't count. The unemployment rate doesn't count the hundreds of thousands of people who've stopped looking for work, and
it's clean and decent.
The percentage of people giving up hasn't been this big since before that last recession in 1990. Those who have jobs work for companies that have cut back on raises to pay for more expensive health care and to cover the same higher prices you're paying.
Well, Don, I might be late to work tomorrow because I'm having a hard time spending all the money I make.
Understood.
And the money that they're jipping people out of here at Infinity, it's not going into our health care.
Oh, God.
No, it isn't? I thought it was.
I know, because I went to the doctor today and had that thing again when you pull out the card,
mm-hmm.
and they go like,
they laugh.
I mean, it's not
embarrassing.
It's not like that, but she says, I don't think we accept this card.
That's a huge company. They should.
No,
where are you going? That really is it. We've got the biggest company we've ever had.
That's right. Tijuana first. It also gets you half price into the donkey show.
That card is accepted all over the world, just not in the United States.
That's right. You can get in Haiti.
It's fantastic. If you want to get a Mexican surgery, you're all set.
Ah, Ron Mexico.
Rod Mexico.
Your name, your address, your social security number, and driver's license number may have fallen into the wrong hands.
Aye, aye.
It certainly happened to nearly a third of a million Americans already. The data was stored at a company that deals in data, a Dutch company called LexisNexis.
Beauty, 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 beauty. Oh, look, let me peel the skin off my face.
The company makes its living by selling this data to law enforcement agencies and other companies.
And but Dutch, you know.
The data does not include credit or medical information, just names and ID numbers. And last month, we learned that this personal information on 30,000 Americans had been stolen.
Look, boss.
However, yes.
On my office desk, I keep a box with my skin in it.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
Very impressive.
Thank you. Ah, now it's the news.
An investigation shows the number not to be 30,000, but 10 times that, stolen passwords were used.
Box?
That's my skin. Wow. It's peeling off.
I thought it was Parmesan cheese.
It looks the same way. It
tastes very similar.
Very good.
The stolen passwords were used 59 times to hack into LexisNexis system. Of the tens of thousands of victims who've been contacted so far, only 2% have checked in, and none of them have reported identity theft or credit card fraud.
I'm going to dip you in gold, Mr. Powers.
The company says it's offering support to the people whose information was stolen. And by the way, Microsoft made an announcement today. It's got 5 more security flaws, so run Microsoft Update to stay protected.
Okay. Jeez. Okay, all I got to say, well, you got to always end on a bummer like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. It just happened.
And I don't know how to run that. I got to get a guy every time to come out and run all my updates and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I got
to
get a guy that I got to pay because I'm an idiot when it comes to computers.
Wow, just go to a Windows Update.
It doesn't work for me.
Oh.
Windows Update, was that a website?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How would you get there?
I think, well, on my computer, you just click the button that says Windows Update.
I'm kidding. I ain't that stupid.
Oh, well.
But really, show me during the break what you're talking about.
You got it.
I don't follow a word of what you're saying.
He could show me, and I still wouldn't get it.
LexisNexis should be in Texas.
Man, oh, man. And you know what I don't like?
What?
I don't like the people to protect me from viruses on my computer. I don't like the fact that they're called Norton. Hey, Norton!
I don't like that name.
You know?
I sure do like that AOL commercial where the man puts gravy all over the other man's sandwich to show him that he should have AOL for broadband.
Then he takes a tuna sandwich, he eats it, and the guy's got all the stuff on his plate.
Protected. I like to die because I said to my wife, I would eat the food that had the gravy on it.
I would, too. It's still good food. I like to die. They dumb it down for us.
And now you turned into the John Boy and Billy Show.
Yeah, it's good times. All right. Way to go. Who's the driver you got this week?
Buzz?
Yes.
What's next?
Well,
we've been going to do another full and then another one after that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You're getting airtime today. What's your next story?
Well, we've been talking about security, and we'll continue on that subject as it relates to the choosing of the next pope when we come back.
My vote for Bernie Mac. Because I heard a black guy could have the job. He's the black guy that I would vote for.
If he only can sound like Bernie Mac. My vote is for Timmy O'Bibbenay.
And, of course, the late Bobby Short.
Mm-hmm.
He died when we were on vacation.
Oh, he did?
Man, I didn't hear that.
Didn't I call you on that one?
He did. He called Rob on Bobby Short.
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I would have appreciated a call, Rob. Right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, you know, Cinderella.
Song, ain't got no melody.
Right.
Miss Tito. They mean no disrespect to Orientals. Don and Mike.
I forgot to mention, Buzz brought to us by Duramax today. It's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer, doctor development.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested into one AAA Tri-V-Max. Now here's more Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, next week, Catholic bishops in Rome will meet to choose a new pope in secret. This week, they're sweeping the place for bugs to keep the meeting secret, to make sure that what happens in Vatican City stays in Vatican City. Roman police and security experts are looking for bugs, tiny cameras, and microphones.
Yeah, what happens at the Vatican stays at the Vatican, no?
They're pulling up carpeting, checking cushions and wiring and plumbing. Even light bulbs are suspect.
Hey, gonna have to look under that red cap.
They're securing the Vatican's computers from hackers and watching the area's rooftops for guys wearing headphones.
William Perry.
That's
who I think should be the new pope.
That's really?
A good choice. If we're gonna have a
like
black
that.
Pope, yeah. Bernie Mac was a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a funny man.
Right.
He's not religious, like the fridge.
Right. Hey, but Pope Perry. But he'd have to come up with a new name.
Uh-huh.
You know, because they always have to take names of previous popes.
Right.
Well, fridge would not be, can't be Pope Fridge.
Sure he could. Why not?
You have to break the rules.
New millennium.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, you're going to have a football player as the pope.
Yeah, be a tough one to break the rules after all this time.
He'll take the Italian word for refrigerator, whatever it is, like Fuego.
That's perfect. If they break the rules, they've been the rules. You know, barring some unforeseen circumstance, thank God.
The technology's come a long way since the last time the Holy See picked a pontiff. Lasers can now be used
lasers.
To pick up the vibration of the human voice off the glass of a window.
Oh, wow.
But quoting a Vatican spokesman, it's not as if this is the first conclave we've handled.
Yeah, they know what they do.
Conclave, to me, always sounds dirty.
It always, to me, indicates the Bobby Poe DJ convention.
How's your conclave?
I'm hey. A medical instrument.
It's great being here at the conclave.
I saw this girl. She had a low hydration. Oh, that's your conclave. She's showing the conclave.
Oh, that's nice. Now, if 123 people died in Florida hurricanes last year, why did the government's emergency fund pay for 315 funerals? Yes, FEMA paid for nearly 3 times as many funerals as it should have in Florida last year.
You ever been down there? To Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever see the people like where they are, where I live down there? Many of them close to death.
Yeah.
Fort Myers?
You know, I think they were just taking care of a few funerals they did.
God's waiting room?
Absolutely, man. Every day. Every day the ambulance siren can be heard.
Oh, yes.
The free FEMA funerals.
But the thing is, they're so different down there. That's the ambulance. When another old person dies
I like
at Fort Myers, Florida.
Hey, a new condo just opened up.
The free FEMA funerals included a man who shot himself to death and a stroke victim who was in the hospital a week before the first storm hit.
Oh, dear.
Another free FEMA funeral went to a morbidly obese man who was scared to death, allegedly so frightened of the storm, he died of a heart attack.
Free FEMA funeral, free FEMA funeral, free FEMA funeral.
Cost to you $1.33 million. And FEMA has an answer for you, the taxpayer. No comment.
Man,
how
if only the White House had some kind of pipeline to Florida.
How often do I tell Jeb Bush, use the paper caskets?
Now, after spring comes the wildfire season.
Summer is after spring.
And that's the wildfire season out west, Don. Summer is.
Wow.
They say this one could be the worst wildfire season in years in the great Northwest. It's a good thing we have the National Guard to do what they always do, help put out the fires.
You may be
oh,
crying,
wait. Yeah. No, that's right. The National Guard's in Iraq. More than 155,000 acres went up in smoke in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana last year, and this year's even drier. Now, the governor of Montana has asked if he can have some of his 1,500 guardsmen back. The Pentagon said no, but did offer to send guard troops from other states upon request. So there's that.
You were just making me cry.
Why?
It was on a pony. She called wildfire.
Yes, that's right. It is sad.
Oh, God. Michael Murphy, everybody.
That's so gay.
Pentagon, meanwhile.
She named wildfire.
The Pentagon stands.
She ran calling wildfire. Fire.
Oh, God.
The Pentagon stands accused of smuggling wounded soldiers back to the U.S. under the cover of darkness to avoid bad publicity about the number of troops being wounded and crippled in Iraq.
There's wildfire again.
Records show that flights from military bases in Germany arrive in the U.S. only at night, and the media is kept from photographing as they arrive at those German hospitals.
That's not wildfire.
Ask any of the protesters about this as they picket Walter Reed Hospital here in Washington. It isn't clear how many troops have been injured since the start of the war on terror.
But yes? Remember,
yes?
You just said something, maybe think of something
what?
Important.
What?
Picket.
Picket.
You can picket. Mm-hmm. You don't always eat it.
That's right.
Thank you.
And if you picket too much, it will
get infected.
There you go.
Walter Reed Hospital.
Thank God.
Thank God.
4,000 soldiers. One estimate says the total may actually be 25,000, more than twice what the Pentagon has said. Quoting a veteran, it should piss people off.
Mm-hmm.
And, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld made a surprise visit to the troops in Iraq today, and he met with Iraq's new leaders, where the subject was ethics. Rumsfeld warned them about the dangers of showing favoritism in their decision-making, especially when it comes to appointing officials. Oh, by the way, the Pentagon audit out today shows that Dick Cheney's old company, Halliburton, may have overcharged the government at least $212 million.
Ooh. Yeah, but don't show favoritism, because if you did, things would go wrong.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. And a man who's made a career out of attacking liberals has married his gay lover. That story when we come back.
Thank God.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're not cheap, just thoughtless. Don and Mike.
Don't forget to go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. You got the daily download, the audio highlight, and actual transcription of all the intelligent things we said on the show today. And
brilliant!
Those Ron Mexico t-shirts, our tribute to herpes, Michael Vick. Now here's Buzz again. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A Republican consultant who specializes in attacks on liberals has finally married his longtime male partner late last year.
That's super.
It's even more ironic when you consider that Artie Finkelstein was an advisor to Jesse Helms.
Finkelstein!
Who called homosexuality disgusting, leading Helms to a come-from-behind election victory in 1990.
This is Mr. Finkelstein.
Hello there.
Hello, come-from-behind.
Lately, Artie the Fink has been running an anti-Hillary for president campaign.
Hillary?
Yes. She's bad for the country.
And finally, lost between Los Angeles and Las Vegas, Baker, California was a town without pride. For years, it was considered a pit stop on the edge of Death Valley.
But now Baker, California is the very proud home of the world's tallest thermometer. At 134 feet, it's just plain big. Just 17 feet shorter than the Statue of Liberty in a town of 700 people.
Is it oral or rectal?
Exactly. And its 4,900 light bulbs have put Baker on the map.
No!
This notoriety didn't come easily. A stiff wind knocked it over when it was first erected, destroying a gift shop and a truck parked in front of it.
That's quite an erection, Buzz.
The man who spent $700,000 to build it says, "Oh, I know it's tacky, but I also know people won't be able to pass it more." Again, if you see 9 gas stations and the 10th one has a giant Paul Bunyan statue, where are you going to stop? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We got to go. Pleased to be saying, staying true. Ron and Fez are coming back now on WJFK FM. Blocks of rock for everybody else. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. And good day to you, sir.
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 And you?
I'd like to come over to my house for some apple butter.
I'd like to come over to my house for some Italian topless.
All right.
Boo!
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.